this. You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Black people.
You know what? This is crap. We're gonna stop this. We're just gonna stop this.
Homo. He's a fag.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite. We appreciate it.
Oh. Hi there.
Hello.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Hank, look around cafe.
Thank you.
No, he's not retarded.
Well, you have.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your wang.
Wait a minute.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Damn.
I'm a diaper enthusiast. Sing with me. La, 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 la. You are a good whore. I want to sing. La, 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 la. Change me, mommy.
Hello, I'm Larry. I'm Larry of the corner. I want to see it all. Michael Jackson tonight. Hands down, Michael Jackson. I would rather do Saddam Hussein, but a boy. I'm the oldest person in a lot of places now.
A boy.
Yes.
A boy.
Yes. I think I look better now. I know I think I feel better now.
Nope.
You got to be kidding me.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
I think it was on Monday's show that maybe the first call we got was about those jerks that are on the midday show on our Baltimore station.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mike said, like, God, I'm tired of hearing these calls. First call of the week, you know, something like
that. Yeah, it's always that type of caller. People that seem to listen to that show would always be like,
So the guy that calls us up says, hey, these guys were saying they're going to be playing music on the station that we're on in Baltimore. And I said, well, I don't know what's going to go on, but I would imagine that they're going to add music by, September 1st, mm-hmm. indicating that it was my thought that those guys suck so bad,
yeah,
they'd blow them out. And okay, it was something that, frankly, I was talking like Jim Carrey. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. So, it was a throwaway comment.
Think it out loud.
At 3:04.
All right.
Throwaway. Then the guy at DCR TV, he puts it up on his site.
Yeah, like he puts that as his headline.
Like I've made an announcement.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then today, I get a call this morning from the guy at Radio and Records.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, can I have a comment from you about the Street Talk item? And I say to this guy, Kevin, hold on a second. Let me look at it and call you back. So I go to Radio and Records.
Right.
And here's what it says. Anybody out there, listen, go to this. It's rnr.com. Street Talk. Wednesday. That's today. On Monday, WJFK FM Washington based syndicated duo Don and Mike announced Infinity Sister FM Talker WHFS Baltimore, which is alternative after 7 p.m. on weeknights and full-time on weekends, would be playing much more music and more day parts come September. Now, keep in mind, this is something I said because I'm mad about these
sure
little pests and I don't even want to acknowledge
right
their existence anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy puts it on the DCR TV website.
Uh-huh.
You know, something that I've said, he takes right it out of context as if I've made a great announcement, like mm-hmm I make the announcements in this company.
Yes.
Then the radio magazine, they call the program director. So here's what she has to say.
Oh, this is funny.
Now, her name is Lisa Warden, mm-hmm, and here's her quote. I have no idea where they got that or why they're talking about the future of my station. All that won't be sussed out. S-U-S-S-E-D.
You ever hear that one?
Not familiar. Let me see.
All that won't be sussed out until after Howard leaves. Okay, listen, honey.
So she gives your remark, which came from you, where you described
yes
it, total credibility by her inability to make a fist.
Listen, first, Lisa, you're welcome for getting your name in the trades.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're welcome. Because I know you haven't gotten your name in the trades since you got the job at
right
the other station that, well, you know, went Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't get into that.
Right.
I think you're, from what I've heard about you, you know a lot about radio. You did a good job at KROQ. But if you ever got a question, honey, just pick up the phone and just call me directly.
Right.
Or if you're not listening to a box of records, just try turning on your station at 3 o'clock, and you'll hear what's going on. What I really wanted to indicate there was
God
those guys were jerks,
yeah,
and you should just play music from the end of Howard until our show.
Right.
I mean, it would probably get you better ratings. It probably
but we're glad to hear, and I'm sure the other guys are glad to hear, that it hasn't been sussed out yet.
And what is that about?
Figured out.
According to dictionary.com,
sussed out.
Figure out.
And I like this quote about, I have no idea where they get that, where they're talking about the future of my station. She's one of these territorials. Honey, the last time I checked on that station in Baltimore, you're the program director from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m.,
mm-hmm,
Monday through Friday.
Right.
That would mean more than half of the day is out of your hands. I'm not trying to be a jerk about this. It's a fact.
Right.
It's a fact.
Go sus.
There you go. I would like to now make a comment on her comment.
Oh.
An official comment.
Very good. We urge all the different media people that are listening right now to listen carefully. Pen's a man.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. In response to Lisa Warden's comments, what does sussed mean?
Thank you.
That would be the end of my head. That's pretty much the end of my statement.
Your statement for the company.
There you go, honey. Sussed. Very nice.
You learn something every day on this show.
Sure do.
Very nice.
Sussed.
Very nice.
It's a studio.
Why are all program directors like that? Even chick program directors. Why are they all like that? Mm-hmm. You know, if they called her up, why couldn't she just have said something like, "A guy talks out of his ass all the time."
He literally doesn't know what he's talking about because nobody in this company knows what's really going on.
Yeah,
that's why she gave that quote, because nobody really knows what's going on.
And in the back of her mind, maybe she does think that I do know something.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be
well, of course she does.
Here's all I do know, and this is personal for me to this lady in Baltimore, the nice lady of our program director.
Lady.
I know this. Our deal's longer than yours is. Us sucks. Those guys are rank amateurs. They spend half their time busting our balls, half the time talking about how the station's going to flip format, you don't notice because nobody listens to them.
No.
And they try to pick fights with us.
And meanwhile, you got one of the guys that's on your midday show that goes out and hands out flyers or T-shirts or whatever the hell he does for a satellite radio company.
Yeah.
And you just let are.
It happen. That's part of the future of your station, Lisa.
So handle that. You know what I mean?
Suss that out.
Am I? And you really? You know, you're good with those records. Play some records from like 11 till 3 every day.
Sure.
See how that works out. I'm making that announcement. Where's my announcement music?
We need the announcement teletype machine.
Is it out already?
I did.
And now stay tuned for a major announcement from Don Geronimo.
I am sending a dozen long-stemmed roses to Lisa Wharton, the best chick program director out there. And here's the note. Dear Lisa, no hard feelings, just goofing around. What does sust mean? Be mine, Valentine. And then, Mike, will you send her nylons and chocolates?
Absolutely.
And Buzz?
I'll send her something special.
Would you just make one of your patented phone calls up there?
Sure, I will.
And maybe a lock of his hair.
I'll take care of it. This has been a major announcement.
A lock of your hair from...
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Extra curly.
That's right. That's what she'd like.
Wonderful.
An envelope with bunches of hair in it.
Yeah, look at this. Man, it'll make you sneeze.
I think it's funny. Thank you for indulging me. I think it's funny to make an offhanded comment.
Yeah,
and
so
have
funny.
It be picked up by somebody in the radio industry, and then she's got a comment because
that's,
you know,
a nice decisive comment she made too. We haven't sussed it out yet. We meaning someone else.
Exactly. Queen's English.
Isn't that what PD's doing, this company?
Yep. Oh, hold on. Who's calling on the hotline? Does she know the hotline number? I would take a call from her if it was her. Hello?
Hello?
Is this the program director?
This is the best chick program director you're ever going to see.
Oh, now see. Hey, that's more balls than half the guys that
hi there, Lisa.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Listen, how are you?
Just fine, thank you.
I actually wanted to tell you, they misprinted what I said. I actually said sauced it out. And they printed it wrong.
Spell that. How sauced it out?
It's S-O-S-S-E-D. I'm sure you've heard that word.
No.
Sauced?
No? Is
yeah.
That, is it the same thing?
What's that?
Is it the same thing?
I believe it is.
Sauced it out.
Incest and sussed are all the same thing.
Well, see, we didn't know what it meant, and now we've learned it.
Anyway, you should
just... That's what I'm here to do, is kind of teach you guys what those words mean.
Sauce means to throw in a negligent or careless manner.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
I like words that I don't even know what they mean.
Well, this program director, it appears you have been educated by this show today.
Now, Lisa,
I'm getting such a great education from you ever since I've come to Baltimore, so thank you.
We are getting calls now. I'm really not trying to put you on the spot. We have 5 calls that they're dumping out on this conversation in Baltimore.
They are?
Yeah, hold
could
on.
Or not be.
All right, let me see. Here's some of our listeners. Hello, Mike.
Haven't they said that before and it didn't happen?
Yeah,
I'm
true.
No,
hello.
They said it before and it actually was not true. Right.
Hello, Mike.
I doubt it's true right now.
Okay. All right, we'll just check. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Don. When... You can tell when it thumps out because you come back in on half a word.
Now, see, I mean, this is subjective, and I don't buy
She's man enough to, no offense, Lisa,
call.
I mean, to call up.
I am man enough.
You're not dumping out of this conversation,
no,
right?
No,
okay.
Not at all.
Well, then I'm very glad that you called, and seriously.
I've wanted to talk to you for a long time. I called, too.
You did a good job at KROQ.
Oh,
I mean,
thank you.
You know, we love that station. We know Bean. We like everything about that station. And I think I've mentioned that the ratings on the station in Baltimore are much better at night when they're playing music.
You have mentioned that.
Yeah.
I thank you for that.
So I like being a part of it. Just those two jerk-offs that you got in the middle of the day. I mean,
the boys look up to you.
Oh, please.
That's not what we hear.
Please.
That is a very, very strange way of looking up to us.
It's not even worth our time.
It really
But
is.
The only reason that we took the call was because somebody called and said, those guys were talking about it. You know, I don't give a rat's ass. But it was nice to get our names in the trades.
Well, you know what? It was nice of you to even talk about those boys, because quite honestly, I don't know if anyone knows who they are outside of, you know, Dundalk. So
well, that
nice
is
of you to give them publicity.
That's for sure.
That's for sure. And you have the courage to, more courage than a lot of these
Pretty
Infinity folk
I
have.
I need to say hi. I like guys.
We applaud you.
Oh.
Like you too. Like
all
you
right.
too.
You still want the hair?
I'm sorry?
Never mind.
I like smart chicks.
Yeah.
I do. I like smart chicks.
Well, you know, and they made me look so much smarter by printing that word. So
Sus.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sus. All right. Good talking to you, Lisa.
Take care, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
No, that's a first.
That's
a first.
Wow. It takes a... No, Rob, I don't think she was drinking.
Listen,
now she's drinking.
Yeah. I normally say that, you know, they all belong at home.
Right.
You know, wearing dresses, making babies. You know, maybe this one might be allowed out of the house.
Hey, a nice vote of confidence for that midday show. Sorry, boys.
They're really behind you around here.
Oh, it's pretty funny stuff.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know what? If they only knew what she just did goes a long, long way in our books. It really, really does.
She'll probably cancel our show tomorrow.
No,
she won't give it a second freaking thought. She can't wait to get her records back on the radio.
She's listening to the radio station. She's on it. That's good. I like that.
No.
I like that a lot.
So anyway, that's pretty funny.
I don't trust her, but I like it a lot. Yeah. Smart.
Anyway. I've always thought it'd be fascinating to work for a woman. You know what I mean? How would that weird
Well, haven't you before?
Yeah. And, and I scored with her. a long time ago before I was married.
Long time ago.
But boy, the woman that I got involved with, she was the absolute just...
Oh, the top, the head honcho.
Couldn't you get any higher in the in the organization than her?
You know what's turning you on.
What?
It's the power.
Yeah.
That's what does it.
Yeah.
That's totally what does it.
You know, she turns me on like my wife does. Yeah. I like that when my wife will call in and give me crap.
She's a strong woman, smart woman.
Takes balls. Yeah.
You know, the phone call was not a confrontational, but it was definitely... You know, showing the fact that she can handle it.
Yes.
And I like that.
Where could I find a picture of her?
We should search during the break.
Yes.
Why are we strange that, you know what, we're both affected the same way.
And maybe we could Photoshop her the way that they Photoshopped that Patty Heaton picture.
Yeah.
And if one more person sends me that picture of Patty Heaton.
Right.
Really, I'm going to puke. It's a beautiful fake. Have you seen it, Buzz?
No, I have not.
It's, oh gosh. You know what, if you get my...
If you want to get your email, you're going to get out.
Her head on a nude, perhaps?
Yeah, it's very well done.
Yeah.
The writing says, like, Dr. Joe Blow, Beverly Hills, cosmetic surgery.
Oh, right.
And it's Patty Heaton, who has not been quiet about the fact that she had breast work done.
Right.
She's allegedly naked and smiling and just the most perfect set. Of milkshake machine.
Really?
You've ever seen, but she's smiling so much, it's so bad. You're going to find it there?
I'm going to try.
I know I've got it in my email.
People have been sending it to you.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten it maybe, I'm not kidding, 20 times.
Wow.
No, and how long, Robin? Like 3 months we've gotten it?
Yeah, and we got it a long time ago. Too.
There we go. Picture nude.
That's not.
Different nude.
That's a woman bending over. She's dropped something. That's not the picture.
Isn't that from the last episode of Raymond?
Oh, come on. Would you stop that?
It's Doris Roberts.
Oh, wow. You know what? I'll find it in my email during the break.
And we'll find a picture of the aforementioned program director, too. Because, strangely, I am curious, too.
Yeah. Are you curious, Yellow?
Yes, I am. Look at me. Look at that reaction. That was just the initial reaction when any management team member calls, and I apologize for that. I'll change during the break.
What was that movie? What was that movie about? I Am Curious, Yellow, or what?
I don't know what it was about. I remember the title.
Was it a Woody Allen movie?
I can say it again. I'm going to try to say it every day this week. Soylent Green is people.
I Am Curious, Yellow was about bladder control.
No.
You know who started it? Mark Addy.
Hey!
Oh, look at you.
How's it? You followed it up with a quick how's it. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Mike, let's get back to this biker list.
Oh, I thought you just had one.
No, I've got a whole bunch.
Oh, I'm ready.
Mike, what is WFO if you're riding a bike, riding a motorcycle?
I don't know.
Wide effing open. It refers to getting a fistful of throttle.
Okay.
Guy says, for instance, he writes to me, I saw the cops, it went WFO.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
How about this one?
Hello, my name's
Michael Mara.
Okay, well, hold on. There's more to that tape. Hold on a second.
Hello, my name's
Michael Mara.
And I'm a hardcore biker.
But Buzz, don't feel bad.
Hello, my name's
Buzz Burbank.
And I'm a hardcore biker.
Oh, thank you.
I love it.
Both of you. I love it.
How about Squid?
Delicious.
Squid.
I think that's a rookie biker.
No, my friend writes, it's kids on sports bikes with flip-flops and tank tops.
Okay.
All right, what about ass jewelry? That is when someone's bought a bike that costs way more than they can actually afford.
Okay.
Lots of chrome and gadgets, he writes.
All right.
What about this one, Mike? Shiny side up, rubber side down.
Oh, that's basically keep the bike upright. Don't crash.
There you go. Don't wreck. Okay.
Yeah.
Good job. How about this one? Bambi.
That sounds to me like a rookie biker, somebody that's never been on a bike before.
No. Born again, middle-aged biker idiot.
That's me.
Bambi.
I'm a Bambi.
Michael Mara.
Born again, middle-aged biker idiot.
How about a rub? R-U-B.
Is that when somebody basically touches the bike,
No, again, this is a classification of people.
Okay.
But those are rich urban bikers.
I'm not a rich urban biker.
The guy that wrote me this, Fred, hold on, Jim, a carbon copy with Fred, I don't know why. He likes you and likes your bike, but writes a whole big thing to me about how there's a whole different underworld now in motorcycling, that there are too many people that are getting into it, and that the hardliners don't like all the new people coming into
it. I'm sure they don't. I'm sure. I get that vibe.
Let me see.
But at the same time, I also get the people that are kind of just doing it for fun, that aren't hardcore, are very welcoming.
Okay, who's a trailer queen?
I have no idea.
A trailer queen is somebody who has a bike that's so nice they never ride it.
Oh, okay.
Trailer queen.
Even the trailer.
This one, I think, pretty easy. Poser. P-O-S-E-U-R. Poser.
That would be somebody that's pretending they're a biker that's really
right.
Not.
Somebody who buys a lifestyle.
Right.
He writes, don't really know a lot about bikes, but likes to wear the clothes and go to the bars.
Yeah, I don't like to go to the bars, but I like to wear the clothes.
Okay, and... Oh, of course, pucker factor. You know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Scale from 1 to 10, representing how close to death you've come.
Yeah. The one thing that I will tell you that is, it is actually a little disconcerting. When you're around this, when you're around people that ride, mm-hmm. Buzz will tell you this, death is always kind of floating around the...
yeah, they're always aware of it.
There's
probably
always
a good idea.
Yeah, it is. I mean, a lot of people that have done it for a long time, usually we'll get people telling you that they have either had somebody have a near-death experience or they've lost somebody. So you got to be kind of careful.
Isn't death floating around you all the time, though, Buzz?
Yeah, constantly. It's my companion.
Hello, my name's
Buzz Burbank.
And I'm a hardcore biker. And
death is my companion.
Isn't really that what we all do it for? You mean, you want to feel like you're like a motorcycle gang guy. You want to feel like you're a good fella.
Risky.
I mean, it's kind of fun. But really, then you do it, and when you do it for the first time, you realize that the experience is kind of addicting.
Yeah,
that's what
fun.
I think. I just like being on it. I love being on it. It's fun.
Okay, now I'm on my email.
And actually, you know what?
You might get this Patty Heaton picture.
The stuff that I bought, too, when you mentioned that, either Poser or whatever, Bambi, whatever it is. Now I feel like
that's the middle-aged something. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wanted to tell Mike, he was right about Squid. My dad and I have been riding for like 30 years, and back in the 80s, they used to call Squid guys that have like rice rockets, more bikes than they can handle. It's nothing to do with tank tops and flip-flops.
That's funnier.
They probably label Squids a lot of different, inexperienced riders.
All right.
You were closer to right than wrong.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend, and thanks. See, there's the welcoming end of the biker community.
Right. Okay, hold on a second.
Affirmation.
Here we go, right here. Topless Patty Heaton.
Oh, I got to see this.
No, I got to... Rob, do me a favor.
Like that?
That's the address. You just click on that. See, there's the most recent person to send it to me. Good old Jason Tony. Good old Jason VC.
Hey, hi, Jason.
Sends me a lot of good stuff on the internet. Copy it and paste it.
Mm-hmm.
And move it up.
On our antiquated computer system.
Here we go. It's moving very slowly. But you're going to see, Mike, what is that? What's it say, MSN? Oh, you got to cut and paste. Oh, what a mess this is.
The new ones, are they bigger than our ears?
What, our new boobs?
Yes.
Yes. What is this? Oh, here we go. All right, come on over, Mike.
All right.
Take a look. Now, it's See, what it says is that it says Patty Heaton, and it has whatever her alleged... What are you doing, Rob?
It's the computer's
pop-ups.
Pop-up blocker.
Mm. Did you see it, Mike?
Yeah.
There you go. Now, if you look right here...
Amazingly well done.
Okay, Mike, scroll up just a little bit, Robbie.
Okay.
See, right here it says Patricia Heaton, and then her address is lined through... And all you see is Angeles, California, 90025. And then you see breast reduction lift, some kind of coplasty, C-section scar removal. So it looks like it might be a legit doctor picture.
Well, is it possibly legit?
No.
Because there's a website, and it's, I forget the name of it, that focuses just on whether or not pictures like this are real or fake.
And yes,
and it exposes
not.
It as a fake.
But it's a great
smile like that.
Yeah, first of all,
it's a great fake. Where's this
amazing
site?
Amazing fake.
Is this uselessjunk.com?
Yes, it is.
I want to believe.
That's where you can go and see the picture of Patty Heaton that I've only had like 8,000 people send me. But
very good.
The first time you see it, really, you go, wow.
Yeah,
what? Hold on, what?
It stops you in your tracks, though. It's just amazing the way that goes.
Can you talk into your microphone, please?
I'm sorry, yes. I was just talking away.
It's an amazing fake, though. I've never seen a better fake, because it's so big. You know, the picture is like a lot. It takes up the whole computer screen.
Yes, but also, just like Rob or somebody said, the thing that's a dead giveaway is look at her face.
Mm-hmm. What's frightening is how good it really is, how good the fake is. It just shows you what they really can do, because you remember the old, you know, when they, you'd see like
the Terry Hatcher,
the porno pictures, you know, where it's like somebody's head going...
Right. Yeah.
And even the earliest Terry Hatcher pictures, when they were putting her on all kinds of different bodies and she was all upset about it. Oh, and Alyssa Milano, too, right? Before there were some real ones of her out there?
A lot of fakes of her, and there would always be like a weird shadow or three different skin colors.
The head would always seem like forced on there, slightly twisted.
Then there's always the head too big, head too small issue.
Right, right.
But in this picture of Patty Heaton...
It's incredibly symmetrical.
Where allegedly she's just had the procedure done and she's great. It's like, I don't doubt that the doctor, with every patient, says we could take the before and after picture, but her smile is like someone says to her, okay, it's the ninth season of Every Middle is Raymond. This is the TV guide photo.
Right.
Let's make it good.
Exactly. Yeah, and she wouldn't be doing that in the plastic surgeon's office.
I don't think so. And about TV, what, Robbie?
I was going to say, and don't those surgery photos, when I've seen them, they don't normally include the head.
They don't have the face.
That's right.
No. I've scoured them all.
Being as we've not gotten to the bottom of this thing with the cheer bumper stickers or the cheer magnets, the next thing I would like you people to explain to me, please, is why you're watching this show, Dancing with the Stars, which I'm reading now is, except for CSI, the number one rated show on television.
You're kidding me.
Really?
No.
I didn't know that.
Where it has Evander Holyfield and the guy that was Peterman on Seinfeld.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Dancing.
John O'Hurley.
Right. Ballroom dancing. And I'm telling you,
Hurley.
I'm telling you, the show is a cotton picking smash.
Wow.
It's number one.
Amazing.
Now you've also got, I saw a couple of...
Tells me something.
What?
You got to start dancing on the show more.
I saw a couple of minutes last night of the bad candid camera show, Please Fire Me.
Mm-hmm.
There's also another one called The Scholar on ABC, where they're giving away a scholarship. There's the show that Mike likes, Hell's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Hell's Kitchen. This is awful.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Right. Right. Is Hit Me Baby One More Time the one that's really sucking wind?
No, that's kicking ass.
That's doing well, too.
That's the one.
I don't even not paying attention.
That's the one with all the has-beens on it.
Yeah, I know it is. I mean, it just seems to me it would be kind of like boring. How's Hell's Kitchen doing?
Not good.
Okay, the one I like, not good.
Mm. And then there's all the dumb nanny shows. But really, the one that's breaking out as a true hit is Dancing with the Stars.
That's amazing.
You got your USA Today?
Yes.
Could I ask you the purple section for a second? Because I don't get this. I mean, and it's gotten monster ratings every single time it's been on. See what it says for tonight. I wonder if you'll be watching TV.
Tonight.
Okay, here we go. ABC, 9 o'clock, Super Nanny.
No, not the, that's... The,
8
Nanny 911 is the good nanny.
I'm sorry, 8 o'clock, Super Nanny. Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock, Dancing with the Stars. Celebrities are paired with professional dance partners live.
It's live?
Yes.
Well,
it's live.
Maybe John O'Hurley will break an ankle.
It's live, and it's like American Idol in that you vote and the audience votes. And
is there anything else on?
At the same time?
Yeah.
Tonight? Okay. Forget it. King of Queens is on, Mike.
Hello.
Well,
there's your entertainment.
You know what I saw on the History Channel this week?
that?
A great documentary called Hi, Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And it was talking about how Hitler's decisions were influenced by drug use.
Excellent.
It's always when you can have a pun with Nazism.
Much like
Hi,
Elvis,
Hitler.
He just keeps on giving.
He does.
That's wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike.
If only I could have seen.
Hello.
If only I could have seen.
Hello.
I dug a hole in my foot as big as a quarter. It's a hot time in Florida.
Get some good stuff, meet this.
Man can have IE get sticky.
And Rob did not stumble onto that program.
Just by accident.
Oh, my Peter.
Okay.
Well, no, I can't say that one.
Hello. Don and Mike. Hello. Hello. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. The website you were talking about that exposes the fakes is fakedetective.com.
Yeah, that's a good one. You're right. Oh, FakeDetective.com. Yeah, it's a pretty good one. Thank you, my friend. Okay. See you later. We have to break, but here's someone who's been waiting on the phone for over an hour and 20 minutes. Hello? Don and Mike Show.
You've been waiting? You've been waiting for over an hour and 20 minutes.
I'm waiting on my phone right now.
Turn your radio down.
Guys, it's been an hour and a half. The guy's been on hold almost.
He's loopy.
Hello? I'm not kidding.
It'll be. He's been waiting so long he doesn't even know.
40
seconds or whatever. He'll be along. Hello, you're on the air.
Really? No lie. Now 1 hour and 21 minutes is what it says. The guy's been on our phone since.
How long he's going to make us? Sir, you've been waiting a long time. You're on the air now. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
You incredible moron.
Who's this?
No, I'm sorry.
Who is this?
This is Scott in Wichita.
Scott, you've been waiting for an hour and 20 minutes to get on the air?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but you've made us late already. Thank you. Good day, sir. If only he would have been there when we would have gone, right? We would have chatted with him.
That was all time that he would have had. He wasted our time. What a tragedy. He will not be dancing today. Except with himself.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for bringing that back up. Joe.
Yes.
Joe. Do you enjoy the show Dancing with the Stars?
I don't watch it.
What do you watch?
I watch that Hell's Kitchen.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that
interesting
one.
Interesting, and I've been getting into these reruns of that show called House.
Hey, oh, that's a good show.
Hey, Joe?
Yes.
Good energy level today.
Thank you.
The guy that was on the phone for like an hour and 20,
right.
Any idea what he wanted to talk about?
No, I've forgotten. I've answered a lot of calls since then.
Yeah, so the guy loses on two counts there.
Yeah. Okay.
His agenda will not be discussed today.
I'm sure if it was important, he'll call back.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Good day.
Good day to you, sir. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Here's the way I see it, Ted. Guy puts a fancy guarantee in a box because he wants you to feel all warm and toasty inside.
Yeah, makes a man feel good.
Of course it does. Why shouldn't it? You figure you put that little box under your pillow at night, the guarantee fairy might come by and leave a quarter. Am I right, Ted?
What's your point?
The point is, how do you know the fairy isn't a crazy glue sniffer? Build a model airplane, says the little fairy. Well, we're not buying it. He sneaks into your house once, that's all it takes. Next thing you know, there's money missing off the dresser and your daughter's knocked up. I've seen it 100 times.
But why do they put a guarantee on the box, then?
Because they know all they sold you was a guaranteed piece of shit. That's all it is, isn't it? Hey, if you want me to take a dump in a box and mark it guaranteed, I will. I got spare time. But for now, for your customer's sake, for your daughter's sake, you might want to think about buying a quality product from me.
Okay, I'll buy from you.
Alex, what?
The Don and Mike Show.
Beyond AM, beyond FM, there's BM with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Mike?
Yes, Don.
Let's start with the call.
Okay.
Which is Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. He says
8:30.
Okay.
Was it 8:30?
It's closer to 8.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
But, it's
How was I doing up at that hour?
And Mike was talking to his major, Bill. I picked up on hello, and he said, hello, Don.
Hi, Don.
I said, hey. You know, and you asked me what I was doing. I said I was whatever he was doing. He said,
so what the hell is that in the background?
He said, do you remember saying, it sounds like you're doing a crossword puzzle? Now, what I was doing was I was in the grocery store.
That makes a lot of sense.
And I was unpacking groceries.
Yeah, I'm gonna like put a check mark for things that I didn't remember I said that.
So it sounded like you're doing a crossword puzzle. I said, no, I'm just putting some groceries away. What's happening? And I sat down. He said, I want to tell you about my Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Said I had a bad Friday night, good Friday night, but a bad Friday night, and he knew that it would amuse me.
Mm.
He said, in no particular order, that he had yelled at many people at the Look Around Cafe.
Thanks, Look Around Cafe.
Wow.
Told them that, God damn it, he owned the place.
Right.
And that if he wanted to get behind the bar and serve himself.
That was just my managing partner.
Well, God damn it, he was going to do it.
Uh-huh. Right.
And no one was going to stop him. And then he got home, and at about 2:30 in the morning, apparently there have been some day laborers who had been working in Mike's yard,
yeah.
And I guess the work was not done, and they still had the sign out saying that they were, like, doing his landscaping.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he...
Well, they took the sign away.
What it was.
I had a bunch of stuff that hadn't been done, and some plants that had died.
Yes.
And it had been a long time, and I was fine because I know it's the heat of the summer, and you don't want to replace those during the heat of the summer.
Right.
What triggered it was when I saw that the sign had been removed. You know, the sign like, we've done the work here.
Right.
And to me, that was like total abandonment. It was like,
right.
Oh, now that it looks bad, we're going to take the sign away.
And I
had a reaction.
Anybody that's had that work done knows that you leave the sign there like it's an ad for these guys.
Yeah, and the sign was fine when everything was new and shiny, but as soon as there's a little tarnish there, you know. Mm-hmm. So I took it extraordinarily personally.
And
much more personally than I normally would.
At 2:30 a.m.
normal circumstances.
Mike called whoever the...
The owner.
The lead, Chewy.
Now
he's the guy's name.
He's not the Chewy. He's the owner of the company. And I don't even remember what I said.
All right, here's what you said.
Negative.
Oh. You said to me, this is
right.
What you said.
Right.
You said, I got home, that sign is gone, and man... I called that MF-er, and I said, I look out of my yard, and I don't see plants, I see weeds, I see your goddamn sign is gone, you suck, you're awful, this is my house,
yeah.
your work sucks, your people suck, you take your sign. It was something along those lines, and then Mike said, as he was calling me, amazingly, his yard was full of migrant workers who apparently had heeded the call from their boss man.
The way I understood that to be was, it was, I have a very good relationship with this person that I had, after I spoke with you, was it before, had I made the call to him before I talked to you or after I talked to you?
Well, you called him at 2:30 in the morning and then
but I had to make another call. Because I had to call him later on in the morning.
Oh, well, no, then you called him after you called him.
That was the apology call that I had to make, because it was... it's funny, Don, when I got a chance to reflect on things. I think that I had overreacted just a wee bit.
Huh.
So the apology call was necessary. Followed by... I don't think I apologized to the other guy that I yelled at in the restaurant until today. Because I had actually kind of apologized to him that night, but not really. But it was a follow-up. So there were two significant apologies that I had to do. And I don't like that. I don't like it when I have to do that. When it's completely necessary, though. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I don't know what it was. I just got a little crazy.
Was it Friday? What was Friday?
It was just, too much Friday evening, probably.
Just easy living? I mean, it was Friday.
Just Friday. But Friday with, little things getting to me that normally wouldn't get to me. And, here's the deal. When I'm in my joint, it's very, there are certain things that you don't do. There's certain things I don't go here. I don't go there. I don't do this. I don't do that. And this guy who is my managing partner, my buddy Jeff,
right.
Jeff kind of looks out for me and makes sure that I'm, that doesn't happen. And for whatever reason, I just got to, there was one time when I was getting, I had gotten instruction of not to go back there.
To serve yourself.
No, I didn't. I wasn't going to serve myself. This was early in the evening where I had gone to like do a little light thing and or I'd been back there and he said, don't go back behind the bar. And then later on, there was this guy that was kind of like standing in the same area, who was just there. And I think that's when I snapped a little bit and said, it's my joint. I can go wherever the hell I want or something like that. And it was very obnoxious and very drunk.
And you made a very rude call to your landscaper
rude call to my landscaper.
Who then came out and...
called to my landscaper who deserved... He got the profuse apology the following day. Because I know him and I have a good relationship with him. Well, I did. And then here's the deal. I'm making the apology call.
Yeah.
And just when I get done giving my blabbering, rambling apology.
And how did you apologize to the guy? You said, can you call him at 2:30 a.m. on a Friday night to tell him that you don't like your landscaping?
Yeah, yeah.
How did you apologize?
I apologized by saying I'm really sorry. And I was, of course. And I think that, yes, I mean, I was completely sincere. And then... He was responding to my apology, and just when that happened, his phone cut off.
Oh, dear.
And it was positive, but I didn't get it.
You didn't hear it?
Because it was like, you know, all right, listen, I really do appreciate, but normally you can say that, you know, and I really do appreciate you calling, but, you know, but if you ever call me at that hour again, I'm going to stab you in the heart with an ice pick. You know, that's normally the way something like that goes. Uh-huh. And then, for whatever reason, after very, very little sleep and some bad eating, my girlfriend and I enjoyed some very bad eating in the wee hours. And I'll tell you something. This is, I don't know if anybody else experiences this. I have lost 26 pounds on my diet.
Very good.
And I've been eating extremely well. And this is very rare for me now to do this because it's the worst possible thing. I'm done with all my calories and all my food.
Right.
By the time I'm going out for the evening, I don't do the, you know, the go out like so many people do, and then you go out for breakfast. We did it this particular Friday, and I had the kind. I don't know if anybody's ever gotten acid indigestion like this. It's the kind of acid indigestion that wakes you up because you're gasping for air, because you're choking, because it's burning so bad.
Like your acid reflux.
It's the reflux, and you know this.
I am the god of hellfire.
This food.
Michael
Mara. Oh my God. This food was introduced into my system. And because it's been so long and I've been eating so well,
right?
It awakened me and I bolted up in bed and just started choking, just going, bah, 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 bah.
Been there.
And then I was up after that, and this is like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I called you right after that.
Now, you mentioned your girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah, here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that she's around when you're, like, calling the landscaper at 2:30 a.m.?
She was standing right next to me.
Okay. What does she say to you when you hang up the phone? Untie me, Mike, right now.
I don't know. She didn't say anything other than, you know, we had been concerned about this, and she didn't say really anything judgmental, which is probably the key to the success of the relationship.
That's good for your relationship.
You know, she really didn't make any judgment call on it until the next day. And I think I said, do you think I should call him? She said, yeah, it might be a nice idea for you to call him up. But kind of low-key. Because she knows one thing about me, that if I'm an ass in that particular circumstance, nobody knows that he's been an ass more than I do the next day. And I have to. And I hate it. Because I know I'm an ass, and I can't live with it, and I wish I was one of the... I sometimes almost wish that when I was an ass, that I could wake up the next morning and not have to, like, build bridges where the bridges have been, like, nuked.
I think the funniest moment was, you were telling me all of this, and I was laughing, and you said, you know, I had a lot to drink last night.
Right.
Yeah, well, you saw me, and then you said... You know,
well, it's no secret that I've been compensating for, you know, this is like the third or fourth time on a weekend where I've gone all D.
The funniest thing is you said, real seriously, you said, you know, I think I might be drunk still right now, but I knew you would appreciate hearing this story about how I acted last night.
I know that in my moments when I'm like that, that I knew that it would bring you joy. I knew that you would feel great joy hearing, you know, because, I mean, nobody enjoys me behaving like an ass more than you do. You always have for 20 years. And I figured,
I love it.
You know, when normally I would try to, you know, just let it go, now I'm going to share. I'm going to share
that. That's
moments.
What I love about you. Now you're going to let it hang out there.
And more to come, I'm sure.
Wow.
I'm sure more to come. But I am really, I'm getting to a point where I got to pull the reins in ever so slightly. And, you know, I figured out how to do it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it by just saying, hey, I'm not going to have a drink when I go in there. I'm going to cut back. That cracks me up. Cut back. That's the sweet one. Isn't that rich? Cut back. No, here's the key. I'm going out later.
There you go.
I'm going out later.
That's good.
I'm going out later, and by, just on pure time.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
You go out later.
That's genius.
Well, the one time when it was really, really bad.
Yeah.
Like the whiskey time.
Oh, right.
Was when we were off that day.
Oh, yeah. that was like a daytime.
That was a daytime, and that was like at noon.
Yeah.
And that was why, you know, that.
So what's the new time to go out now? What was the old time? The old time would be after,
old
what,
time
after
would
8
be,
o'clock?
No, 9:30-ish. Probably 9:30. Go out about 9. Go home, have dinner, relax a little bit, maybe take a shower, get ready to go out, get there about 9:30.
So what's the new time now?
10:30. It could make the difference.
You're sacrificing a whole hour of drinking time.
Yeah, but it's the first
time. You don't want to. It's baby steps. You don't want to. Well, I mean, I don't want to just completely.
Do you know a guy named Henry?
Henry who?
I don't know. Henry Hill?
No, I don't.
I don't know.
Is it the guy from the comic strip?
It says he was with Mike Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Henry.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, Henry.
I don't know you, Henry. I don't know a Henry.
You might know me better as Henrietta from Friday.
Nope. Henrietta? No.
Henrietta?
Don't know you at all.
Yeah, you took me out to Hank's Reach Around Cafe.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
He's a comic. He's
I
a comic.
I thought we had a real guy there who
no.
Would,
I know all the names.
Shared some special moments with you.
All the names. No, usually the customers are spared, you know, that. They're occasionally not, though.
Hey, we applaud that.
The customers are spared.
Isn't that on the crest? Occasionally.
When you go to Mike's bar, the customers, generally speaking,
don't get yelled at.
Are spared Mike's drunken anger.
The thing is, you can't do that. You know, you can't do that and stay in business. You'd be out of business if you did that, you know?
We spare the customer.
I usually stay in my little circle of friends, and I'm usually pretty jolly with everybody. And that, in fact, the managing partner, my buddy Jeff, you know, who's, you know, one of the guys that helps run the place, you know, that's very, very rare also. That's extremely rare. The thing with the landscaping guy, you know, I've had a wonderful working relationship with him, too. These are two people. Here's what made this night so unique and made me want to call you. These are two people that that normally, you know, would not be the last guys in the world that I would direct my ire to. And I don't know why that happens. And I maybe some of the finest shrinks, psychologists, psychiatrists in the world would be able to explain to me why that happened.
You know, I've had those nights, too, where you wake up and you're still drunk the next day. And mm-hmm. I don't think it's fair. I think there should be some sort of agreement where if you get a full night's sleep, you should be able to start with a clean slate, no matter what you do.
My problem was I didn't get a full night's sleep because I think we probably turned in about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
If you were calling the landscape guy at 2:30 and then you're calling me at 8.
I think that was the,
as a matter of fact, and after I talked to you, I was not in the condition I thought I was. I was actually in better. I think I was maybe a little bit, but I recovered very quickly. But then later in the day.
You recovered quick enough to 5 hours later call me and say, I'm flying to Atlantic City right now. Do you want to come?
Now, under normal circumstances, I really, if somebody had said, hey, you want to drive up there, you want to go there, I probably would have said no. Because I was tired, we were both very sleep deprived. Mm-hmm. But this golden opportunity presented itself with my buddy knocking on the door, my buddy Owen. And I want to thank Owen and Alan for this, because this was a last minute thing. And it was so last minute. I mean, it's just like, get your stuff, throw it in a suitcase, we're going up, we're coming back the next day.
Right.
And can you get a room? And can you get a room for everybody? And that was my job, so I'm doing that, you know, tap dancing like I've never tap danced before, trying to get these hotel rooms. And I found out I got one that they were more than happy to give me, because I've been up there and gambled.
Right? Yeah.
And then
and you're a big time loser up
and
there. They love you.
Yeah,
there.
And the
love
second that. One, well, not big enough, Don. I'm not a big enough loser.
Oh, really?
I found that out the hard way.
Hmm.
And then the second room, they had what's called a casino rate, which is like a $100 room.
Right.
And they're, you know, they're lovely rooms up there at this place.
Yeah.
And then for the guys that fly the plane, you wanted to get them, or, you know, I didn't want everybody bunking in the same room.
Right.
So I needed a third room, and they said, we appreciate you losing thousands of dollars when you come into this casino, but you just haven't lost that much where we can let you have that room for anything other than the weekend rate. I said, oh, okay, well, what's the weekend rate? $400.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
$400.
Yeah. That's nothing, though. I mean, compared to when you lost gambling.
You understand my anger, right? You understand the fact that I'm mad. I lost that much,
but at that
and
point,
I lost what I told you I lost in the office before.
But here's the thing. Had you lost the amount that you lost on Saturday night when you were trying to get the free room, did they know that you had already...
The last time I was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the problem. I hadn't been since January.
Yeah.
Because after I had that horrible weekend,
yeah, but
the weekend of the weekend of the big loss,
right?
I hadn't been back in a while, and they noticed that. They said, "Well, you haven't been here in a while." See, we realized that the last time you were here, you were hemorrhaging money. Remember, you were in the fetal position in the lobby of the hotel, bleeding from all orifices. But the fact is, you haven't done that in a while, so we're not going to be able. Even though you're coming up to do it again, we're basically saying. And after that, I actually went to the people there, the casino host type of
right.
people, early in the morning because we were leaving. I called you. I called you when we
Sunday
were,
morning,
we were
right.
leaving. Very, very early.
Thank you for coming.
And so here's the solution. They said, well, based on the place, I said, I know. I understand that I haven't been here in a while, but I mean, I'm saying I came up with these people. They played the games. They lost some money. I was just thinking maybe that we could get that little consideration. You hear about, all I'm ever told is people that gamble a lot less get a lot more. And here, I don't get that, and I was pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, well, you'll have to have it reviewed by one of the directors. I said, oh, what time do they get in here? Oh, I said, they said 9 o'clock. I said, well, I'm leaving at 8 o'clock. And then the silent, you know yeah. the look? You know yeah, the silent look that you get in the movie Meet the Parents?
Yeah.
When he's at the counter and the lady's at the computer?
All right.
That works for the airline? That's kind of the look. And I didn't call, you know what I didn't? I didn't call our buddy.
Our
I didn't, because that's abusing the friendship. I only wanted to talk to him about one thing, and that was it, and just to say hello. I wasn't going to abuse that. I would think that just based on the fact that I'm such an amazing loser, that I would be able to have gotten that. And I also popped for dinner for everybody.
Mike did lose a lot of money on ACU
yeah.
on Saturday
Plus,
night.
You add that, you know, you add...
I would think that they would take that into consideration.
You would think that maybe, you know, one of the things they'd be able to... And even knock it down a little bit, but no, they're. I mean, it's really
that's
that just sucked.
Do you think that they would have treated you better if you had lost less but more often?
Yes,
it's the fact that you yeah. haven't been up there.
I think so, Rob. I don't know all the details. I think it's about frequency.
Yeah,
I think if you're there, the people that they kiss ass to,
the
in my opinion,
love, yeah.
are the ones that are there every other weekend, or in some cases, really. I know that the people that make it their primary destination every weekend,
or
and they're there.
Resume.
Yeah, and if you're losing less, but you're doing it more frequently,
so yeah,
I think that's it.
You're really sad when you had to go get on that private plane.
No, that was the happiest.
That was the golden boy.
That was the happiest.
Right. Listen to him complaining here about
that
how he couldn't
night.
Get a room for free. Meanwhile, he drops more
the golden boy
in one night than everybody out there is going to pay on their house this month. You know, he's Mr. You know, Mr. What? I can't get this room for free.
Well,
even though I've spent all right, I guess I'll go get on my Don Imus private jet now and fly back home.
It ain't mine.
Bye bye. I know you borrowed it.
Yeah.
I mean, they asked.
It's him.
But
you know,
come
that's
on.
Not, I'm not
golden
paying for that.
Boy.
You know.
Come on, you didn't get on 95 and drive up there.
No.
That was the great thing. You got
right.
the plane a half hour later. You
know, and strangely enough, that put me in a much better mood.
Sure.
That put me, you know, because but really, what if I had driven up there? You know, because, I mean, the take everything else, it's all incidental. It seems to me that everything I always hear. Look, I met a guy one time in Las Vegas that told me there are systems on how to get things. I don't know. I don't do this enough to know all these systems where you can get the freebies that everybody gets. I don't know how to do it.
I mean, listen, you don't like talking about the amount of money, but I'm telling you, with the amount of money you lost,
don't you think?
This weekend, I would just go to the front desk and say, hi, my name is Mike. Check my card. I lost
$1,000
this weekend.
They do. They go into the computer. You give them your card. They go back and they said, I'm sorry, we can't do anything for you.
How about a free room? And then they say no. And they say,
well, they gave me one.
I'll go get on my private jet.
The golden boy.
They gave me one. They go, and it's not mine. Please stop saying it's mine. You're making me sound like
I'm friends. I'll go get on my friend's.
You know
jet.
That I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that if it was, you know,
you can't
if I had to pay
that.
For it.
I know you can't.
I can't.
I know you can't.
I can't. Not with the gambling losses.
I know.
It's impossible with the gambling losses.
Calling the lawn guy at 2:30 a.m.
That's I am. Look, there was a lot of life lived over the weekend. It was
yeah.
very stressful in a way. Slept like a baby yesterday.
How could it be stressful?
Well, the stuff on Friday night was stressful.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
I was very upset.
What, getting drunk, yelling at people?
I was very upset.
With the golden boy standing by on the sidelines.
I was upset. I don't like to do that to
Hello,
people.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No.
Hello? That's too funny.
Makes me sad.
It's like the day after the guy on Cops. I don't like doing that to my wife. I mean, I know it's not the same thing, but you're funny. I don't like doing that.
I didn't enjoy that
Hello.
At all.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, buddy. Hey, well, you're doing it all wrong. What you need to do is, you need to get rated when you go to the casino.
Yeah, of course I get rated.
Okay, Mike
get
rated. That.
But,
I play the stupid slot machines, too, so I mean,
Golden Boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
I put the thing, the card in where, I mean, they literally know every nickel step that you're gambling.
But that's the trick. You got to get to know the pit boss. What you do is you take, like, $1,000, and you put your card down on the table, and then you change in for $1,000.
Mike, can't you listen to this high roller?
No.
The way that he handles it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Goodbye. Thank you. I mean, maybe that's why I don't pay attention to those guys. Remember the guy that came in, the blackjack guy that was telling us what to do and what not to do, and he said, you know, here's how you get all these freebies.
Right.
And, you know, it's just like listening to the instructions on putting together a stereo, you know. It's like, it goes in one, and I shouldn't say stereo cabinet. It goes in one ear and out the other.
Hold on, GB. We got a break.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
It's all good for Clinton. Anything, anytime something bad happens, good for Bill Clinton to get people off his ass. Stop thinking about me. Good. Kids got shot. Good. People not thinking about me. Ooh, tornado. Good. Oh, people ain't thinking about me. Clinton damn near got impeached. For what? Lied about a job so his wife couldn't find out. Is that against the law? Do you need the Supreme Court for that one? You could have took that one to the People's Court. Could have took that one to Judge Judy. She'd have knocked it out in a half hour plus commercial.
The Don and Mike Show.
Victims of laxative abuse. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, Buzz?
Yeah?
Let's talk about you attempting to kill your wife.
No, I didn't know such a thing.
Wow, just another fall. Just coincidentally, another fall, Buzz.
It's about a year since she fell off the ladder.
Get out of here. Here's the thing. We kid Rob about beating his wife.
Right.
Because...
Well, you know, I'm not a violent man.
Yeah, because it's... Because it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But really, now with you, we have to wonder. This is the second, quote-unquote, accident Marcia's had.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell Mike the story you told me. Because, Mike, let's say that you're on the jury of this.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to Buzz, if I was prosecuting him, which I will now, Mr. Burbank, when your wife took this header down the stairs...
Oh, my God, it was the stairs?
It was really more feet first, really.
Was it to the... Let me see, I've been to your home.
Mm-hmm.
Stairs leading down to your basement?
Down to the meteor room, yeah.
By any chance, were you near her physically?
I wish I could say that I were not, but I was right behind her.
So when did you push her down the stairs?
I never pushed. I didn't push.
Tell us exactly what happened to dear sweet Marcia. Don't leave out one bloody unconscious detail.
We know you're going to say she fell. Suspended in a napkin held by the corner, she had a couple of pieces of cinnamon toast, and she was going to take down and enjoy while watching a lovely program. And I'd like to report that the toast was not injured in the fall. In fact, she never let go of it. She continued to hold it, suspend it through the whole thing. She's fine now. She's back at work, so she's okay.
Is there any truth to the rumor, Mr. Burbank, that you spent the previous evening buttering her shoes?
No, there's no truth to that at all. Her heel did slip from one step to another step.
You mean the heel that you had loosened?
No, she was barefoot at the time.
She was barefoot.
That's the way I like
them. Oh, God. Her heel, like the heel on her foot.
Yeah, the heel of her foot slipped from one step to another, and then she slid feet first down
so,
the step.
So exactly what substance is it that you applied to the carpet that would make her feet slip?
Or had you adjusted the lighting in the in the stairway?
No, I'd say the lighting was normal, was decent lighting.
You hadn't unscrewed any light bulbs?
No.
Bippity-boppity-boo?
No, nothing like that.
How were you able to time the throwing of the circuit breaker with her descent down the step? No.
Well, that would have been hard since I was right behind her at the time.
Allegedly.
Now tell us, to the best of your recollection.
I guess I haven't. You know, you've heard the story before, but I guess much to his chagrin, her injuries were not life threatening.
That is correct. Although, Buzz, perhaps you would like to tell the jury now.
There was a frightening
when
moment.
When you were standing over your wife and looking at her.
I found myself again standing over my wife as I did a year ago.
And as she was laying on the ground, in pieces, a rag doll, if you will, and you said to her. I believe your quote was something like...
You okay?
Get up, bitch.
No, I said nothing like
whatever
that.
Whatever it is that you said.
I said, are you okay? Is there anything I can do?
And she said...
Nothing. She said nothing.
Is this when you tried to revive her with bald fists?
No, I would no. There was no need for that. I simply spoke to her. Her eyes were open, but she wasn't responding.
She was not responding.
Non-responsive.
It was, and incidentally, that is Buzz's dream situation. You know what that is?
Total non-response.
It's called vegetable. That's you.
It's an ugly accident. Sorry.
She really didn't respond to you. How long did it take for her to come to?
Her eyes were open, so I don't know that she was unconscious.
Right.
And she was able to eventually speak and rise to her feet and support herself by bracing against the wall. Even at that point...
Why did you push me, Buzz?
Again, even standing, she was not responsive. She wouldn't answer when I asked her,
really?
Are you okay? Is there anything I can do? It turns out, apparently, she's gotten the wind knocked out of her. And, of course, as anybody would be, she was stunned.
So, Ed, what did you do to prevent the wind from coming back into her?
Nothing. I did nothing to prevent her from breathing.
Oh, you did? All right.
I waited for that to take its course.
How long before you were relieved that she was okay?
About an hour, really. I mean,
really?
She was stunned for, at least a half an hour.
And
after
she was
that.
Shaken up?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think she was shaken enough to do what she should have done a long time ago? Go to the proper authorities?
No, I don't know what she's doing today, but...
Do you think she suffers from shaken wife syndrome?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You mean she can actually handle those... You know, you grab her by the shoulders and shake her back and forth until the tendons in her neck, you know, tend to stretch out.
This was a simple household accident.
A household accident. It's just like the last one.
Has she ever told a friend or a neighbor that... He pushed me, but it felt like a kiss.
No, I don't believe, not to my knowledge.
Okay. Is that from your own private repertoire?
I don't know what that is.
I mean, that's what I never heard
about. Felt like a kiss.
I don't know. Perhaps to look inside.
Oh, man.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I think it's 1 year ago is not coincidence. It's the stress of the holiday season, guys. Stress of the holidays.
You mean at the beginning of the holidays, prior to Halloween, he would feel the stress that's going to be coming up?
No, it's the stress of Columbus Day.
You know how you get a lot of suicides around the holidays?
It's the stress of...
thinking he needs to be by himself this time of year.
No, Yom Kippur.
I just hate Sundays.
It was Yom Kippur that did it to Buzz.
I think one of the problems here is that Buzz does want to be by himself. That is the problem.
That's a horrible thing to say.
No, he does not. He would love for her to be in a vegetative state.
Right.
Non-responsive.
Less argumentative.
Or kind of like in Psycho.
Like the mother?
Yeah, in Psycho.
You know, in Buzz's dream world,
wouldn't hurt a fly.
In Buzz's dream world, it would be. Now, Marcia, I'm going to put the pencil in your mouth. Try to make a check mark if you want oatmeal today.
Oh, looks like you missed it again. So we're going to be having Chef Boyardee ravioli for breakfast.
And time for a walk on the stairs. And now she's just going,
no stairs.
Today we're going to put a toboggan up there.
get some speed.
Would have been safer, actually.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, gentlemen. Mr. Burbank, I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
When the lovely Marcia lay there semi-conscious on the floor, did you lean over her and say, I quote, Marcia, are you familiar with the ancient custom of hobbling that they used to use on the slaves in the diamond mines?
No, I thought that was no time to ask her about history.
Hobble? But he does bring up a good point.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, obviously she's hurting herself by just walking around the house too much.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about maybe making her sedentary?
Sometimes it would be safer, I think.
Protect her from herself.
That would be the best way to do it.
She's very accident prone, and that's all I want the record to reflect.
That's what Robert Blake said, too. Hello, Don and Mike show.
The swearing, Marcia.
Hello.
What are you and Marcia going to Vitello's?
Is that a question, Your Honor?
Yes.
Mr. Burbank, are you and Mrs. Burbank insured in any way?
We each are, actually.
Who is the beneficiary of Mrs. Burbank's policy?
That would be me.
Thank you,
counselor.
Thank you, juror number 9. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Vote early, vote often. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, Mr. Burbank.
Yes.
At which point did you intend to return to the restaurant to retrieve your gun?
Okay, I told you he is not Robert Blake.
Is it true that you said she had, and I think this is important, we've all missed this one, she had cinnamon toast, am I right?
Yes, she did.
Is it true that you made that toast in the bathroom while she was taking a bath?
No, no. She made that toast herself in the kitchen.
Was not resting precariously on the sink.
No.
On the sink counter.
Hello.
While she bathed.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I had a question for Rob. Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
I was wondering about those 2 dozen steins you have tucked away in the corner of the floor. Perhaps are those gold steins or silver steins?
Get it.
Is that why they're not up on the wall?
I don't even understand that. What a bizarre train of thought.
I'll explain it to you during the break, Toledo.
There's never been a silver stein in his house.
Oh, my God.
These are made of clay, not silver.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Say, would this coincide with Buzz doing the life insurance policy, updating it?
I have not updated it recently.
He has not updated it, but I think most people seem to think, Buzz, as always, you know, why is they like you so much?
I don't.
That we know that you're serious. Now, you're not trying to kill your wife.
No, of course
but
not.
What you're trying to do is find a way.
Well, what he said to me was whatever happens, happens. Okay, if we want to be honest about that.
Didn't say that exactly. I did feel helpless.
In a roundabout way.
He told me he wanted to buy our wheelchair for Christmas.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Yes,
I might need to. I hope I don't have to.
Right.
No, that's what you said. I hope I don't have to buy our wheelchair
that's
for Christmas.
Right. Thank you. That's
I
better.
Hope I don't.
It'd be horrible if that went down the steps. God forbid.
I hadn't thought of that.
help.
Oh my, you know, it would be like in the Untouchables with that baby carriage. A baby carriage going all the way down the train station.
Only, Kevin Costner saves the baby.
Yes.
Yeah, in this case, it would just be Kevin Costner standing there. And Mark Schultz would be flying by.
Now you're just getting talking silly.
I think we are.
Worst case scenario.
And Kevin Costner would come over to Buzz and say, "Hey, Buzz, we finally did it." And Buzz would say, "You're right, Dances with Wolves." You're right, the postman.
Oh, man.
But anyway, she's fine. That's the important thing. A little sore.
That's what he's going for, is that vegetative state. Then he can do fun things like going down into his media room, bringing the chair down there, and turning it away from the TV. Just to be cruel.
Right, she would be able to have the strength to move the chair around.
And then he'd just sit there eating his TV dinner going, "You love this show."
Hey, Marsha.
You would really love this show.
Letterman's so funny. And you would have to watch TV with headphones on.
Yeah.
Because that would she still have her ability to hear?
But I don't know.
Or is it simply that you wanted her
muted?
It
all depends.
Well, his grand plan was to get it done by Halloween and then put her out on the front stoop and just put a bowl of candy corn in her lap.
Hello. Bottom mic.
That would make her happy.
Hello, Mr. Burbank?
Yes.
Is it true that you are, in fact, a first...
homo. Totally different, I think.
Yeah.
Could be like Rob's, mm-hmm. See my finger, see my thumb.
Right. Or
it could be like the homo Joe,
I can answer both of those, no.
Thank you, Buzz.
Sir.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buzz?
Yes.
It's your wife. Why do you hate me?
I don't, dear. I just want you to be careful.
Don and Mike show.
So many accidents.
Hello.
What proof do we have that there were any stairs involved?
We have no proof. We're only taking Buzz at his word.
Well, I have witnesses who've seen the stairs.
How about the witnesses that you just saw a window open? A second floor window. Maybe that's why you were nervous for an hour.
A body and two pieces of toast came out of the window.
Toast survived.
Unharmed.
No problem.
This is going to be like Murder, She Wrote.
Did you make the cinnamon toast just by...
No, she made the cinnamon toast herself. She
did you have any access to the cinnamon sugar prior to the toast being...
Well, sure. I enjoyed some myself a little earlier.
Of course. That's right. Angela Lansbury is going to be knocking on your door one day. Hello, I just moved in the neighborhood.
Well, last you'll hear from her.
What's that smell?
This cinnamon tastes like roofie.
What a lovely, lovely breakfast we just had.
All right, Buzz, so...
Pity you can't understand me.
So Marcia went in to work. Now, here's what's good, is that Marcia works at a doctor's office.
Yeah, thank goodness, really.
Where they've been trying for years to make a case against Buzz.
Years and years. And you know what happened? She went in again today, and she probably talked to that nurse in that doctor's office that I like so bad, Bonnie.
Yes,
the one that's onto something.
Nurse Bonnie.
Yeah, Nurse Bonnie is, no offense to Marcia, really the sweetest nurse in that doctor's office. And I'm sure she goes in, and she would just go, "Marcia."
Again?
"Marcia, how much makeup are you wearing?"
Or she goes, "Not much."
What did he do?
every time the same line. But I love him.
That's right. Marcia, you don't need to wear your sunglasses inside.
And a scarf. Simply a wardrobe choice.
My neck.
Marcia, why are you wearing gloves?
Cigarette burns.
Well, no, doctor's office is legally required to report any suspected abuse. They just haven't been able to come up with any evidence.
Yeah, you've made sure of that, haven't you, Mr. Soap in a Sock?
Okay, let's see if we can just blow through these and move on to Jugs and her problem in her life. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I would just like to know if Marcia got to enjoy her cinnamon toast that she so graciously saved.
Good question.
She was stunned for a while. I had an opportunity.
Tell her the truth. You ate it.
No, I thought about it, but no, I left it for her.
All right.
Isn't it true you sopped up her blood with it?
No, there was no blood.
Isn't it true that it's still sitting at the bottom of the stairs?
Thank God it was her. Help break the fall.
No blood. I saw it.
You gave it to the cats.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Cinnamon cat.
Hi, gentlemen.
She's laying on the ground. The cinnamon all over you.
No.
Got the cats just licking her.
Don't tell. Did he tell you the full story? The cat chewed off her toes.
Yes, like in Japan.
The jug.
No, not this.
Hello.
Hi, I was wondering if Marcia fell after a session of very hot and heavy lovemaking. I know sometimes I'm a little wobbly after that.
So why is it people love you so much?
Yeah, they like to create these dream scenarios.
Let me say that.
It is absolutely a fact that you pushed your wife down the stairs.
No, I didn't.
And the listeners are calling and saying, no, you didn't push him down the stairs.
She was weak.
You were making beautiful love to her and her legs were too weak.
Well, that's something. Right.
I bet there was vigorous love just after the fall.
And Mike's stuff.
Saw my chance.
Probably while she was laying there.
Oh, dear.
And I mean self-love. Marcia's laying on the ground and Buzz goes, you have no idea what a turn-on this is for me.
No. She had not fallen down the stairs after getting off of a wonderful love-making session. She had gotten out of her enclosure.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I was just wondering, what did she say to you after she fell down the steps?
When she finally started...
Stop it. You're hurting me.
Finally started speaking again, she just said that she'd gotten the wind knocked out of her, that she was shaken.
You knocked the wind out of me.
How long was it before she spoke?
I would say what seemed like longer, but probably 2 minutes.
Mike, and I hate to sound like Clinton with that thing where he said, well, you know, it can mean... What is it that Clinton said?
It can mean whatever you want it to mean. Yeah.
Okay. Speak,
right,
is a literal term. Mm-hmm. I mean... Buzz, a lot of gray area between speak,
utterance,
and click and grunt.
Was it 2 minutes from the time she fell to the time she spoke, or was it 2 minutes from the time you removed your hand from over her mouth?
I never had my hand over her mouth.
Where do you buy chloroform these days?
I'll talk to you when we go to breakfast.
Bricks of rat poison.
4-inch bricks.
4-inch bricks.
Okay.
No, it was simple household accident, that's all.
That's what you say. Keep telling yourself that. And I know you only like talking about it on the radio because it gives you the old alibi.
Well, there have been a lot of accidents, and I just think people should be aware that she seems prone to it.
Eventually, when the CSIs show up, they will say, oh, we can't. Well, first off, they'll all love you like everybody. There's no way that he could do it. And then they say, oh, we heard him on the show talking about it.
All you have to do is watch them eat together one time.
And what do you mean?
See what he does. When she brings you over a plate of food that you, it's some one item on the plate you don't particularly care for, and you just fling it, knock it right out of her hands, goes straight up.
Well,
how many times have we seen that?
It's amazing.
Yeah, just because she forgets to alphabetize.
Yeah. Thank God they're using Chinette now.
We must have order.
And I know you say it's an open hand, but I want to tell you, it's embarrassing to be at the dinner with the Burbanks, and she does something, and he just leans up.
Oh, that's a love
right across the side.
The love tap.
Right across the side of the fast.
I don't know. Some people say, welcome home, honey. Mrs. Burbank says, no mas.
Yeah.
No mas.
That means no more. That's what Roberto Duran said.
But she says it under her breath. Because she knows.
No mas.
She knows.
No mas.
If it is heard.
My brain is mush.
Oh, my God.
Me can't walk.
No, don't even talk like that.
Me love you. Why do you hurt me?
You're going to get away with it for a certain amount of time, but then, you know, they'll catch up with you.
Once we've established a pattern of accidents, then, you know. You
right.
All right. Well, at some point, why don't you warn your wife,
uh-huh.
or why don't you prep her and tell her that someday this week we'd like the opportunity to speak to her
okay.
without you being in the room.
And for God's sakes, don't make her put up the Christmas lights this year.
Please.
And if you okay. do, try the ones that have the insulated wire.
Okay. We got a break. We've had too much nonstop rock today, so we'll be right back. Everybody, as we go to break,
yeah.
let's pray for Marcia.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay? Amen.
And an olive oil buttered ladder.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm the head writer.
Tell me again.
I'm the head writer.
Tell me again.
I'm the head writer.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is very cold.
I know.
This
I'm
can't
sorry.
Possibly be number 7 for 45 seconds.
I know, Laird, but I got distracted for a moment.
By what?
Oh, forget it. It's not.
No, Beverly, I really want to know. What could be more important than my burrito?
Well, you're my boss, right?
Yes.
And so, technically, I have no choice but to tell you.
You mean legally?
Yes. Larry, I just saw Jerry and Sally having sex.
Who's Sally?
The new runner. Right here in this building, on your set, right in back of your desk.
Jesus Christ. Is my mug out there? Because in this day and age, you can't...
You know what? They've been doing this for 2 weeks now.
Why didn't I know about this?
It's office gossip. You're above that sort of stuff.
I am not above that sort of stuff. I'm right at that level if you want to know the truth. Tell me everything.
How graphic do you want it?
Use your judgment. Just steer clear of the phrase Jerry's penis when I'm biting into this cold burrito.
Incredible!
The Don and Mike Show.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Forever straining at stool. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hold on now, don't mock me too much.
No.
As I put on my glasses.
Yes.
Because we're going to do some reading now. How do you like these glasses?
Yes, it's story time.
Especially when you like really press them up against your eyes.
Well, hold on a second.
You have to take off your headphones to put them on properly.
Now, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just watching you adjust yourself.
I got to wear glasses to read. I turned my microphone off so you wouldn't hear me take my headphones off.
Exactly. So you wouldn't hear the squeaking.
Here you go. Here's your Craig Wilson. The guy that was on the phone today was right. Today's Craig is a killer. From the pages of today's USA Today. The final word by Craig Wilson.
Some truth. We'd rather were less self-evident.
Now that bathing suit season is upon us, it's nice. You know,
right there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Feelings of love. Now that bathing suit season.
I can't stop reading ahead.
Don't read ahead.
I won't.
Now that bathing suit season is upon us,
really?
It's nice. It's nice.
Feelings of.
Now that bathing suit season is upon us, it's nice to know that men who own Speedos can wear them once again on the beaches of Cape May, New Jersey. Cape Gay, New Jersey.
Decades ago, the town fathers of the famous seaside resort took their Victorian roots to heart and banned males over the age of 12 from wearing skimpy bathing suits. I'm sure they had good reason at the time, although no one in town remembers when that was.
But now the ban has been lifted.
All bets are off.
And so too are those baggy surfer shorts worn by multitudes of boys and men today. Speedos are back in at the Jersey Shore.
God.
Wearing the Jagado.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I mean, does he write this? Because he knows it'll be a good bit for our show.
I don't know. One of the young women who works at a Cape May shop lamented the fact that the men who wear Speedos are rarely the men you want to see wearing Speedos.
Such is life. We don't always get what we want.
Rarely do we see women in bikinis who we think should be wearing a bikini either. So, I guess fair is fair.
Summer long has been a season of unsightly sights. Overweight men in Speedos, love-handled women in bikinis, halter tops that cause onlookers to halt for all the wrong reasons.
But I'm old enough now not to judge other people's bodies. I have a hard enough time keeping track of my own ever-expanding form. But as my grandmother used to say, people do look better in winter under that extra layer of wool.
Often the only redeeming sight of the beach are children.
Can we stop there?
Yeah. Just start again and read it properly, please.
Often the only redeeming sight of the beach are the children who run around with wild abandon, not giving a hoot what they're wearing. Often that's nothing at all.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Oh. Page two. And now the folks at Cape May are welcoming back the Speedo.
God love them. Anyone who's traveled to Europe or South America or Asia knows that Speedos are old news on those beaches. They've been worn there for ages. Young man, old. He's the funniest ever today. He's the funniest always.
Yeah.
Anyone who's traveled to Europe. Jesus.
I mean, might be the best.
Is this a goof?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Anyone who's traveled to Europe or South America or Asia knows that Speedos are old news on those beaches. They've been worn there for ages. Young men, old men, and millions in between. Every shape and size, too.
We saw 70-year-old men grocery shopping in Rio last year.
Of course.
Wearing nothing but Speedos and flip-flops. They traveled light as they searched for coffee and cigarettes. Not a soul paid any attention. And oddly enough, none of them appeared to care what we might have been thinking.
No, it wasn't always pretty. But there you have it.
Heck. Women don't even wear tops on those foreign shores. And no one seems to pay attention to that.
Heck, women. Oh, cooties, cooties, women.
And believe me, that's not always pretty either.
But this is America, where politicians protect us from ourselves. John Ashcroft has been known to drape modesty sheets over a semi-nude statue of a goddess, even though she never complained of the cold. Feelings
like a... Ashcroft does not go grocery shopping in a Speedo, I'm sure. And I would suspect Ted Kennedy, Dick Cheney, and Bill Clinton don't either.
Probably just as well. No need scaring the public unnecessarily.
But it's nice to have the choice. Lifting the Speedo ban in Cape May should be looked upon as democracy at work.
And democracy isn't always pretty.
Bravo, Craig.
That was
Bravo.
Great.
Bravo.
Pulitzer Prize.
Right from the get-go.
Are you kidding me?
Is
he a talented
boy.
Scribe?
God
or what?
God bless that man.
What a penmanship award he should be getting.
That's right.
Really.
That is just... That one, that speaks for itself. That was wonderful. My God.
Ooh. Often the only redeeming side of the beach is the children. Run around with wild abandon. I mean, doesn't the dude follow the news?
Yeah.
Like, you know, this whole Michael Jackson thing. You really want to be writing in the newspaper? I mean, even if you don't take it out of the context.
Often the only redeeming sight at the beach are children who run around with a wild abandon, not giving a hoot what they're wearing.
Often nothing at all.
Oh, dear. We saw 70-year-old men grocery shopping in Rio. He writes you the truth.
Wearing nothing but Speedos and flip-flops.
Wow. Man, oh, man.
Think he and Jack went down to Rio for Carnival? Carnival?
Carnival. Carnival, Rob, there on holiday, and we're going to Carnival.
That is simply delightful.
It
that
is.
The best.
Come on, I'd like to do this. Someday we've got to do this. It says...
My ever-expanding farm.
Did you see this where it said on our copy? Related chat... Share your beach and skimpy swimwear stories with Craig.
Oh, when?
At 1 p.m. East Coast time
at a
Thursday.
Wow.
At a bathhouse.
So that means tomorrow. Yes. He'll be like in a USA Today chat room.
Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's been questioning his chat rooms about this show before.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, he's actually responded to us.
I think it would be nice if somebody went on and just wrote that we really enjoyed the column.
Absolutely. Yes, he knows ever. We're fans.
Yeah. One of his best.
That is the best. The Speedo, I mean, really, I don't know. Well, it might have been Paris with Mother and the dog. Yeah, well, I mean, there have been good ones, but this
shoe
one.
Shoe shopping.
No. Yes, yeah, shoe yeah. shopping
this
in
is
Paris.
The winner. You know, and the thing is about him is that he's like, he couldn't be an everyday ball player.
Mm-hmm.
He would have to be one of those guys that you would, like, he's a rally starter.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because here's the thing. 4 out of 5 columns now we don't even read.
Exactly.
But that fifth one, that fifth time up at the plate.
Yep. He is one of the best pinch hitters.
He knocked it out of the park.
Like he did today. Thank you, Craig Wilson.
Thanks for pinching.
And he was the pinch hitter. He would have to pinch everybody on his way up.
Sure. Pinch hitter, pinch catcher.
Be proud.
Hello, Don. Pitching, not catching. Be proud, Hank. Hello.
I got to go.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How are you?
Hi, we're great. Thank you.
I loved the Craig. Missed it so much. It's just so damn funny hearing you guys do that.
Well, he's got to write the right column.
I mean, it's funny. It's just, it's great. It's fun.
It was a while, a couple of years ago, we would just read them even if they weren't funny like that, just to get him to notice us. And once he wrote about us in the newspaper,
yep.
then it's only his finest stuff that makes it on the air.
Disqualified tenfold.
Yeah. God, is he great. Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike, I got a new name for your clan, I guess you could say. The S-Bombers, and your first member could be Fez Watley.
Is this another call about the motorcycle gang?
Yeah.
We'll vote on that one, too, at the meeting.
Okay. Eject.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Right, eject.
I'm writing all these. Really sorry I brought that up.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
I'm writing them all down for you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, Mike? You can't be too quick to discount the Blow Monkeys as a name. Just think of the jackets, the BMs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody's calling in now.
Everybody seems to be into this.
It's your fault. You said, I'd like to get some suggestions.
And Buzz would be my first.
Well, my mom's a horror eject.
Thank you. They're all ejecting nicely, though. And Buzz would be the first member of my gang. But we'd also have to get a tough guy.
Sure.
Yeah, we'd have to get a tough guy.
So what would Buzz be, the secretary or the treasurer?
Yes. He'd be the secretary. Right.
Nurse.
Yeah, that too. That would be it. Absolutely.
Does RJ ride a motorcycle?
Raymond?
Yes.
Raymond, your butler?
I think I'd have to look at Raymond. I'm not sure he's a biker type.
Perhaps he could run the office. The clubhouse?
Now, what about your gal pal? Carla, will you let her in your gang?
Yeah, absolutely. Carla rides.
Isn't there a name for the girl in a biker gang? It's like there's a slang name for...
Slut?
No.
In a biker gang?
Yeah. Like
sure. Biker chick.
Hello? I'm sorry, somebody's calling us. Somebody's on the inside line. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Guess who this is? It's your luscious lesbian.
Oh, it's Cheryl.
I have to tell you something.
Hold on, Cheryl. Hold on a second.
What?
How come you're ringing on 444?
Sir, we traced the call. She's in the building.
It's an inside line. What, did you call Beth Anna get patched through?
I called the front, yeah.
Okay, all right.
But I had to get through to thank you for welcoming in Gay Pride Weekend with that column.
That's right. Cheryl.
Is this the big weekend?
Yes.
It's the big weekend, guys. I'm going to come by and pick up the tape recorder. I'm going to cover it for you. I haven't done it in years.
Good. Yeah, that's one of our favorite bits when Cheryl the Big Dyke goes out to the Gay Pride Parade and just tapes people. We get like 8 hours worth of tape out of her.
So, Cheryl, you're going to come by?
You're only going to get about 45 minutes from me. I'm not Homo Joe.
And you're going to come by the station?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I am looking forward to that. It's great.
I know you are, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone should be looking forward to that. I will be seeing you very soon.
All right, very good. Very good, Cheryl.
Can you ride a motorcycle?
I wish I could be a dyke on a bike, but I'm not that dyke.
Hey. Yeah.
All right,
so
Cheryl.
I'm afraid. Maybe you can give me a ride on yours, Mike.
You know what? I know I can now.
I know you can.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, honey. We'll see you guys soon.
Here's Cheryl, the big guy. Bye, Cheryl. Love you. Bye, Cheryl. Love you.
Bye-bye.
She's got the leather. I bumped into Cheryl maybe about 2-3 months ago. I bumped into Cheryl. I'm looking forward to seeing her. I'm looking forward to you guys seeing her, too. She's great.
Why?
I'm not telling.
Why? Did she do something to change her appearance?
No, it's not that at all.
Huh. Did she shave her mustache?
Hmm?
Did she shave her mustache?
Yes.
I'm kidding. She doesn't have a mustache.
She shaved a full beard.
New harness?
No, it's just going to be neat. It's going to be neat.
What's that?
She have a new harness?
She has a new harness.
Cool.
A brand new harness.
Fabulous, sexy. Almost like a car bra would be the thing that Cheryl the Big Mac would have
on. Sex harness, really.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Sure.
Super dear, really.
Where'd you bump into her?
Huh?
Where'd you bump into her?
At O'Mara's restaurant.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Hello.
Thank me later.
Where all lifestyles are encouraged.
Hello, Beth Ann.
Hey.
Hey, when Cheryl called, that is this weekend, right, with the
right.
tape recorder?
Yeah, she's coming by tomorrow to pick up the tape.
Beautiful. And tomorrow also, as we follow up on the many people, our many hangers-on, our wonderful people that are part of the show but not really part of the show, and Robert will...
Oh,
you okay?
You're always affected by that.
You're having a moment. Good. Are you okay? You all right? All right. There we go.
Hold on.
Easy.
I'm
not... You okay?
I'm not kidding you this time.
What? You scared me.
Something went down the wrong pipe.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
That black cloud.
Something went down the wrong... What?
What black cloud?
No.
What black cloud?
My cloud!
I took a swig of my drink that went down the wrong pipe.
When you were talking to me, you walked into a door today when you were walking by me.
Oh.
That's right,
so does Beth Ann think she's your bad luck charm?
Yeah, the black cloud.
Wow.
We have a black cloud over our relationship.
Like Schleprock on the Pebbles and Bam Bam cartoon.
Listen, here was the question that I had for you before.
You got away.
Why did I even say
you
that?
You got away.
I don't know.
You know, if he wasn't choking to death, he would have called you out on that.
Get away from the microphone.
Schleprock?
Listen, we have an update for you on Robert, the mailman's teeth.
Oh, good.
And on his dentist. Beth Ann, what is the news?
The news is ass was in the chair this morning at 7:45 a.m.
Ooh.
And he had a series of 18 different x-rays.
Uh-huh.
They cleaned what teeth he has in his head.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I guess we'll hear from the dentist tomorrow, Dr. J. Samuels.
So we'll hear.
Wow. Hey, and a round of applause for Dr. J.
It's finally coming all the way around.
18 x-rays.
18 x-rays. So tomorrow we'll speak to the dentist.
Good glow in the dark.
Looked at Robert's teeth. And again, our goal is to have all of his teeth yanked out.
Uh-huh.
And the beautiful big
you may
fake...
get your goal may be reached.
Wow. The big fake teeth put in.
Wow.
All right, good job. And we'll talk to... Is Robert going to be available tomorrow?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, calm down with that enthusiasm.
Beth Ann?
Yeah.
What are you wearing today?
Black cotton pants.
Well, no corduroy.
They breathe. Cotton breathe.
That's good. Black cotton pants. Black cotton long pants.
I have to put on the lucky gold corduroy to get the cloud off.
Mm-hmm.
The black cloud? What is
it? Over our relationship. You don't. It's okay. I just noticed that you walked into a door. You practically choked to death. And there was something else that happened
during her presence.
You know what it is? Walking down the hall today with Beth Ann, here's the move that
How
I made.
How many times, Don? Like every time?
I did it because it bothered you. The first time, here's the thing. I walked down the hall with Beth Ann. We're going to go through one of these hallways. And I said, after you. Like I would to any broad. Okay? After you.
There he goes with those charming words.
Mm-hmm. So I say, after you. And we're walking side by side. We're talking. We get to the next point where we got to... And I said again, after you.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized it's bothering her that I'm treating her the same way that I would treat Joan or Shondell or Julie or anyone.
Any stranger on the street.
Anybody. Any of the other women here. You know, it's just... It's the polite cavalier.
No, it was awkward. I mean, it was awkward. It was terrible.
It was only awkward for you.
Right.
No.
And the reason that I kept doing it was that you kept saying... Stop it! Would you stop? And I said,
oh, that's right. Would you stop means go. Okay.
I said, Beth Ann, all we're doing is walking down the hall, and I'm telling you, go ahead first. And then, like, I would open the door for her. She's like, don't do that. just don't do that. She said, and that's what she said. She said, there's a black cloud over our relationship. Why? Because I'm asking, because I opened the door for you
today?
Now,
if you're not mentioning that when I sort of went along with you, then you kind of meant to open up the door, but you walked right into it.
Yeah, I'm clumsy all the time.
I know, but I felt like you were more clumsy with me. Today.
You
I'm
got
Bethann.
Yeah. Bethann.
Yeah. Oh no, this is Mr.
Bethann.
Yeah.
You have issues.
This is a man who is very. What is it when you're like, you know, he wears his Packer socks. He's very superstitious.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, I can't be a little superstitious.
Well, you're not being superstitious. You're being fatalistic.
Crazy.
No, I'm not being crazy.
You're being extremely pessimistic. Crazy.
Have you thought about the acupuncture?
No, I'm not going to do the acupuncture.
Call that chick program director. Maybe she can help you out.
I emailed to try to get a picture from her.
Oh, we've already looked her up on the web.
Okay.
Very much, Sarah Silverman-ish.
Hard to see, small picture, far away shot. We didn't get the final.
That's how
word.
I would describe the program director of the Baltimore.
Might
show.
Be. I'd like to see a better picture. Yes.
Okay. Well, she told me to go to the website, and I couldn't find one of her.
Right.
How you doing, Black Cloud?
You're really nuts. You know that, Bethann?
Yeah, I really what?
You're really nuts.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you
are.
You fit right in, but you're
I mean,
you're
really,
nuts.
You are. I mean, you really kind of... I mean, we love you, but you're really kind of disturbed.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not disturbed.
Yes, you are.
I'm
what,
honest.
What time did you get here this morning?
7:45.
You're disturbed. That's you got disturbed. Here at 7:45 a.m. for a show that starts at 3 p.m.
And I cannot tell you the amount of work I do in those hours. Like, it gets ready for whatever may happen after 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
And you come in on Saturday morning.
Yeah, just so you know, I get all my prize sheets, make sure everything's done. If someone I haven't heard from somebody about paperwork, I call to make sure they've done it. I mean, I follow through.
And
was it this
past Saturday or the previous Saturday when you came into the studio and I guess Ron and Fez had done a show where they cut someone's hair off.
Right.
And there was some hair in the studio.
Yeah.
And you were in here on your hands and knees cleaning up the hair.
Yeah, for Mr. Goss.
Wow. Right, for the guy that does the weekend commercial show about cars,
mm-hmm.
Pat Goss.
Are you trying to get promoted?
No, I'm just trying to do it how I would do it anywhere.
Why are you here on a Saturday morning on your
Thank
hands?
Thank God
and
I was. That hair still would have been there now.
Yeah, but it's the Bethann.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not your job.
I know, but you know, I want to help.
You want to help other shows?
I want it to be the best it can be.
I believe her.
Yeah.
I do not think she's lying.
No, this
I do
is,
not think she's lying.
Just nuts.
Bethann, do you ever go to junkyards and wax the cars?
No.
Just to practice.
Because that's really kind of what like cleaning up the studio is like doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can have, maybe we don't have the best, but we can take care of what we have.
Oh, God.
Wow. Is there one day a week that you don't come into work?
No.
Do you even come in on Sundays?
After church.
The Lord's Day.
And what do you do?
You come in on Sundays?
What do you do on Sundays here?
What I didn't get, I'll do like plan some best stuff because you got, you know, and I'll listen to stuff and I'll see if anybody called me back who won a prize.
Have you made any friends since you've moved here?
I think I've made friends.
Outside of the radio station?
No.
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 Do you know any of your neighbors?
Yes, actually, I'm probably the superstar of my building.
Oh, okay, so you know
that. So I get involved. Hello, I just noticed that your paper was building up, and if you don't mind, I knew you weren't out of town. I'd be getting involved. Where
so you're a good neighbor. You're a good neighbor.
I am a good neighbor.
But she's a nosy neighbor.
I'm not a nosy neighbor. No, I don't come in unless they ask me to come in. I always say hello. If someone's car was about to get towed,
I do that. When Bethann's on the phone, I just find myself doing that a lot. I just go,
What does that mean?
It means a lot of things.
I mean, you need to get laid.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, well,
it
how about a
yes,
nice dinner date? Wouldn't you let us just fix you up?
No.
Just once?
No.
Just for a dinner date?
Nope.
You
Why?
Help others, let others help you. I mean, not really to exploit
I'd go out and get myself a damn dinner date. You know, if I really want something, I can get it.
Settle down.
Right. You got, yeah, but let's face it, you got your priorities in order right now. You're here seven days a week. You're at the radio station on Sunday.
You're obsessed with the show. Having the date be involved with the show and through the show is the only way I see it happening. because of your obsession with the show. Not that you can't go out and do it if you want to do it,
but
it would be, you know what, Bethann? It would really be good for the show, and it would be, I think it would be, it would enhance your job skills.
Both. Yeah.
You'd be like, child psychology. Mm-hmm. What?
I really think if you want to, I mean, you know, you talk about the 7 days. You know, the 7 days, to be honest with you, it doesn't compare to if you really wanted to, you know, put yourself on the line and, you know, be part of a bit where we fixed you up with somebody for one day. Yeah. That, now, that would be contributing.
Between Friday and Monday, there should be Beth Day.
And Beth Ann Day.
Yeah. Let me handle this, Buzz. It really would help the show.
I'll go out and get somebody then.
You'll go out and get get someone to go on a dinner date with?
Yeah.
Who will you get?
I don't know. I'll pick somebody.
Yeah, but how does that relate?
I'll pick some lucky guy.
But how does that relate to the show?
Were you guys going to pick it?
Yeah.
Oh, but you know, I'm really picky for somebody.
Why don't you come up with a list of your criteria?
Why don't you spend some of the time this weekend when you're at the station rifling through people's desks?
Give us a list of 10 things.
Stealing paper for the show.
Hold on a second. A list of 10 things that a guy would do that you're looking for in a guy.
All righty. I can do that.
Make a chart.
And really, do you think within 10 items you could pretty much summarize it?
Yeah.
Or would it take more?
And really, Bethann?
Yeah.
This hold on. Finish with Mike. Would it take 10 or more?
10 or more what? Things?
Things that you're looking for in a guy.
Criteria. 10 qualities.
No, it would take more than 10.
More than 10.
Then write as many as you need.
Yep.
Will you promise us that you won't come in on Sunday? There's really no need for you to be in this stinking radio station on a Sunday. Jesus
I'll think
Christ.
About it.
Why don't you just do it at home? Write your list. It'll make it a little more... Hold on a second. Oh, you'll do it tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
She's probably going to start working on it. She'll probably give it to us before the end of the show today.
Won't do that because I do other things.
We understand, Beth.
Okay, and she's under a lot of pressure.
No, I'm not.
I think we're on the way to getting her a date. This is going to work.
Yeah, we'll take care of that black cloud.
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
Get working on that list of what you're looking for in a man.
Okay, you won't think I'm an awful person for some of the things I want.
No, but I mean,
you won't think I'm shallow.
It's a reflection into your soul, Bethann.
Mm-hmm. And do we reserve the right to edit the list?
Of course.
Yeah.
And we already think you're shallow, so don't worry.
Okay.
I mean, I'm kidding.
Have fun with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, take it seriously.
I'm taking it very seriously, okay. Rob.
And don't make the list so much. Don't try to drive men away with the list.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on a second. We have calls about...
No criteria should be last name rhymes with org.
Hello. Not a mic show.
Hey, buddy.
Hi there.
You better enjoy all this enthusiasm for work that you're getting out of her, because if she gets railed out one time, she's going to be worthless after it.
I agree, but I'm willing to...
Railed out.
I'm willing to gamble.
He's a black cow. He can't even speak.
I'm willing to gamble that one time she really gets nailed, that even if she loses some of this gusto, this drive, she's got enough.
Yeah.
She could make it. She could just channel it to Monday through Friday.
Bethann, do you think if you had a relationship with a man that you could do your job?
Yep.
Okay. So I believe her. I think she's honest.
This is what I just don't get. Why would you want to be here on the weekend? I mean,
because you haven't found the guy that's going to insist on spending time with her on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she needs.
Mm-hmm.
He's right.
That's sweet, Mike.
Well, it's true.
Oh, you're nice.
Thank you.
You are.
Okay, bye, VA. Thank you, Rob.
Bye-bye. Now, how do we make the list for the guys about all the things that are wrong with her?
I think you're the best one qualified for that.
I didn't put that the right way.
No.
I could help you edit it.
No, not wrong with her, but I mean, what you got to watch out
for. Her idiosyncrasies.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think she has any. I think she's perfect, and I think every guy should know that.
You've got to be a guy that is willing to put up with a little bit.
Well, first off, you really got to have to play the Jesus card.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to have to
do
that
whole...
Well,
she's a good Catholic, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You got to do that.
Yeah, she's not... You know, she's working on this show. She's not completely, out of her mind about that.
And you got to know, you're not going to get laid right away.
No, that's going to
be a long-term project.
Patience.
Yeah. It's going to be a long-term.
I think we can do some good here.
Mm-hmm. I'm just concerned about the girl coming in Sunday morning at the radio station and then cleaning hair in the studio
because
she's concerned about Pat Goss, the guy that does the car show, coming in and doing a studio where there's hair on the floor.
She doesn't have anything else to do.
Right.
I know.
That's what we have to do. We have to get her a hobby, and the hobby has to be a guy.
Sex. sex.
Well, you know
hot sex.
You know that's not going to happen, though, right away.
Yeah, bang the headboard sex.
This has to be a platonic start.
You just wait, though. You wait till that happens. Then she starts coming to work in dresses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I like that.
Imagine that. She blossoms into the woman that we know she can be.
It's like, excuse me, but then you got here at 2:30. Okay, I have a life.
What if she all of a sudden got an attitude like every other chick in the world?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She wouldn't be ours anymore.
I want to say she's got the potential to. She's really got the potential to be a world-class ball buster. If you're the guy that's with her,
yep.
I think she's got the potential to be way up there.
I think so. Absolutely.
But on the other hand, you know, it could balance it out because there's all those years of rage and torment that are just, that's going to come out as passion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For the last however many years that she's led this sheltered nun's life.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I mean, if you're the guy that opens that Davy Jones locker,
if you're the
watch
former,
out.
If you're the former seminary student that gets this date, you just hold on. Hold on for a wonderful ride.
If you're in your seventh year of dental school, or if maybe you're an aspiring doctor, is that what we're looking for?
I think we are looking for whoever, when she gives us her list, we'll know who we're looking for.
Okay, well, then we'll get the list from Beth Ann, and we'll deal with this on another show.
But right now, if you are a swarthy theologian, listen to the show for your call.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with
us. About 9 years.
Hmm?
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several would be about 9.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said
did I?
9.
Yeah. 9, good, thank you.
Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she
I'm
also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just to kind of catch up on a little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right. It's okay.
But you're upsetting me.
I don't want to upset you.
I went down, Joan, and
I know you did. It's all right. It's all right.
Don't say...
What?
I know her. I went down and...
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there.
I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry?
The Don and Mike Show.
Face down, ass up. That's the way we listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Now, we're not giving away the trip yet. We're doing the contest in a second.
Right.
This is simply the lead-up to another contest.
Yeah, this is going to be a very significant contest on the show.
When Beth Ann's...
Heart.
Hand.
One hand, one heart.
Other parts. Oh. Think of other body parts. Win Beth Ann.
Well, that's not going to happen, though.
But I want it to sound as racing. How about win Beth Ann's ass? Only because you're looking at me in that tone of voice that says no.
Her ass will be yours for a night. I don't know. It doesn't work.
You're going to dinner. How about win Beth Ann's stomach?
That's what you'd like.
How's your stomach? Because it's dinner, right?
Well, it's
win Beth Ann's hand. No, it's not marriage, though.
No, it's not. And
how about win Beth Ann?
How about give Beth Ann your hand?
Win Beth Ann.
Win Beth Ann. Might have to, listen, here's the deal. Beth Ann, our wonderful producer, maybe the best producer that we've had in the last year. She's only had the job a year.
Right.
She's fantastic, but she's
how about reach the unreachable?
Now you're talking, Mike.
Reach the unreachable.
Now we're brainstorming.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Like digging a hole to China.
Sure.
Right. Reach the unreachable.
The Reach the Unreachable contest.
To climb. What is that song?
Climb every mountain.
To dream.
The impossible dream.
Dream. Yeah. Right. I like that, though. Let's write that down.
Reach the unreachable.
Reach the unreachable. Or how about this? Part the curtains. Okay. Well, that'll be our backup.
Sure.
But our working title will be...
Reach the Unreachable. Yes, a date with Beth Ann McBride.
Beth Ann McBride, our producer, is really a hard worker. She's here hours that have nothing to do with this radio show, only because she's got no social life.
Mm-hmm.
She's had some bad experiences with guys. She was telling us in the office today before the show that a guy called her who she had last seen...
a long, long time ago. A guy that maybe was going to be her husband or something.
That's
like
what
that?
She said, right? The guy that she was going to marry. And then I said, is that Jennifer's dad? That's her daughter. And she said, oh, no. Heavens, no.
Yeah, so she hasn't seen him since...
Since they...
made Jennifer.
Yeah, and she, what was the word she used?
Copulate.
Copulate.
Not procreate.
I don't know why I photographed those conversations, but I do.
I know. Anyway.
I've committed them to memory.
We are convinced that there's only one thing that Beth Ann needs, and it comes from a man.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very particular, so we said, would you like to do a contest? And not really, but she'll do it for the good of the show.
Yes.
Good for you, Mike. You kind of shamed her into that.
Well,
yesterday.
And I appreciate her doing it. I really do.
So we asked her to come up with a list, a serious list of things she was looking for in a guy, and she sealed it
mm-hmm.
and gave me the envelope. And here now is her list, which, of course, look at the font right there.
But it's nice and simple.
But this tells you that this is a complicated woman with a lot of issues.
Right.
Now,
hi.
Mike.
Sorry.
Okay, take it on the air.
No, it's a message.
You changed your ringer.
It's a message. It's my message ring. All right.
Who left you a message?
Huh?
Is it text or is it...
It's a voicemail.
Is it Rip Taylor?
No, it's not Rip Taylor. Whoa.
What?
Okay.
You're lying.
It's Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, right.
Again.
She will not leave me alone. I've just turned it off.
Thanks.
And it's not making the sound. But it says goodbye. Pesky phone. You see, Don, that's being a biker. You just throw it in your pocket, you know. Normally this telephone would be in my car.
Just being a biker.
It would be in my car. Normally it would be sitting on the passenger side of my car.
Yeah. That's being a biker.
That's a biker. It's the biker lifestyle.
Is that a biker phone?
No, it's not a biker phone.
Because it could be leather.
All right.
With a skull.
Here is Beth Ann's list.
And it is pretty font that she's got for that.
Yeah. 13 things that she wants from a guy who she would consider going out on a date on.
Okay.
Let's get that parameter set right away.
Hello.
From B.A.
Hey.
Hi, B.A.
Hey.
Hey. Now, come on.
What?
Have some enthusiasm for the project.
B.A., I'm sorry I'm late.
Chin up.
Will you be willing to go on a date with the winner?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
If they meet the criteria.
Okay, for the show, for the good of the show.
The good of the show.
I mean, if we, you know, if all of these contestants meet the criteria, mm-hmm. whoever we select, I mean, you'll go on a date?
I can't select.
No, you. Oh, yeah. We can all select.
Okay.
You can have a vote.
You can have a vote.
That's nice.
That's a good idea.
Fair. It's pretty lofty criteria, though.
I agree. Now, fellas, if you're interested in this hot piece of ass.
If you are interested in reaching the unreachable.
On this phone, here's what she wants.
Do I have to be on the phone when you read this?
Yes. She has 13 items on her list.
Are they prioritized?
Yes.
Kind of. Well, I just started basic. I mean, I needed to be sure that the basic needs were met.
Would the first be the least priority or the...
I think it would be the most.
I think you're going to find this is not as tough a list as the guys might think.
Huh. You want to go from the bottom up?
No, we'll start with number one.
All right.
He must be a male.
All right.
Number two,
heterosexual or metrosexual?
No, a heterosexual metrosexual.
Oh, a heterosexual metrosexual. Right. So that's the Ryan Seacrest type of guy.
Number, or the Paul Gorgie.
Number three, he must be single.
Right. Which is not Paul Gorgie.
Number four, Catholic or Jewish?
I've had success with both religions.
Catholic or Jewish? So you're religion specific here.
Correct.
Now, this one, on the font for the letter S, she has dollar signs where it says successful career.
All right, so what kind of income are we talking about?
Well, it won't be hard. Well, more than mine. I've had, unfortunately, the ones I have are very successful.
Now, let's... I mean, if you're going to...
you've been with, throw out a dollar figure.
You've got to give us a dollar figure.
I mean, they owned hotels, they owned radio properties, they were owners. I mean, they don't have to be that, but someone like that.
You slept your way to the top.
No, I did.
Radio owners. Did you ever get it on with Mel?
No.
There wasn't time.
How about Lowry Mays?
No.
If we were talking about a minimum dollar requirement, what would it be?
Oh, I just sound... This sounds...
No, this is it. We're finding you the right man.
Need to know.
And I'm not going to give a dollar.
How about a salary requirement?
Right, come on.
How much a year do they have to make?
What's your minimum? Was it 50 grand, 60 grand?
No, more.
100 grand?
More.
Really? More than 100 grand. Oh, now wait a minute. Now hold on.
See, I told you. I'm just telling you.
I'm just going to keep going through the list.
Okay. All right.
Number six, he must be a workaholic.
Yes.
Number seven, he must have a sense of humor.
Yes.
Number eight, he must be kind.
Yes.
Number nine, he must be strong mentally and physically.
Yeah.
Number 10, he must be at least 35. He may be up to 52.
Up to 52?
Between 35.
Why 52?
I don't know. It just sounded good.
He must also be between 5 feet 6 and 5 feet 9.
Right.
And now let's go slow so people can write this down.
You'll transcribe all this for the website, won't you, Beth Ann?
If you want me to, I will.
Yes,
sure.
Of course.
Yeah, what's the height requirement?
5'6 to 5'9.
You know, well, why you want someone physically who fits. I mean, just a taller man.
Now, hold on a second. I saw Mary Cater or Ashley Olsen with some 6'4 guy.
And it's never worked out.
How tall are you, Beth Ann?
I'm 5'4.
So you'll take a man how tall?
5'6.
To 5'9.
Hey, Shorty's good
news
for
you. What's wrong with a guy that's like 6 foot?
I just think physically that, you know, you need to fit.
It just
makes other things so much better.
Talking about sex.
And toes to
physically.
Toes.
Right.
Nose to nose, your toes is in
gotcha.
It. Toes to toes, your nose is in it.
That's right.
That's from my buddy John.
And don't and don't forget when you go to the Chinese place, you know, order number 69 on the menu, toucan chew.
Right.
Then you have great teeth and hands. The man must have great teeth and hands.
Yeah, Robert's out.
And the man must have a good relationship with family.
Right.
With his family.
Oh, okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's all.
That's great. Well, that gets us back to the only sticky wicket here. And you know, this is for you, Beth Ann. So you have to come up with the... I really think it's important to let people know. I mean, if you got a guy that was, say, making 50 grand a year, that would be inadequate for you?
Beth Ann?
Yeah.
It would be?
That would be inadequate?
You know, you asked me what I wanted, and I wrote it down, and that's what I had.
Now, hold on a second.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with being more specific on that, then. If you're bringing it up, then you be specific. It's not going to make you look bad.
How much? Would you expect...
Okay.
Would you expect more from a Jewish man?
More money?
More money from a Jew?
The Jewish men are very generous, so...
Okay. Give us a dollar.
This has been your experience, what, the Jews are generous? I mean, not that I'm saying that they're not, but...
But the Catholics aren't generous?
Yeah, the ones that, they were generous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which would be the more generous religion in your experience, Beth Ann? Catholics or Jews?
Don't make me choose.
Who's more giving? Who's more giving as a lover, a Catholic man or a Jewish man?
In my situation, it was the Catholic man.
Uh-huh. Catholic,
okay.
And which,
happenstance.
By your experience, which are more ruled by guilt?
Okay, there you go.
There,
Big Auto.
Thank you,
just
Rob.
Can't keep it in your pants, Big Auto.
Just curious.
Jesus.
All right, BA. So that's male, heterosexual, metrosexual.
Right.
Single, Catholic or Jewish. I got to make at least 100 grand. I mean, that's what I'm getting.
Is 100 grand acceptable?
300 grand,
yeah? I think so.
I'm going to say 200.
If you say 200 grand, I'm going to tell you we're canceling this contest, and I don't care if you ever get laid again.
I don't want to have sex, Don.
What about $100,000? It's a good
you realize you have just
blown this contest, no pun intended.
I haven't blown the contest. You're the one that just said that.
Who's got, what guy's going to enter
the
contest?
Well, then we'll do 100,000. Then we'll do
100,000. Bravo. That's more reasonable, I think.
I'm glad it's about what I want.
That's great. You know what you can do? You can get 3 Infinity employees together to date you.
We'll all go out together. It'll be fun. Brunch.
If you're interested in this, here's what you want to do.
No one's going to be interested in this.
What you are looking
at? Oh.
Are you looking at the phones?
How wrong. The phones are throbbing back.
Are you looking at the phones, darling?
No, I'm not.
Take a look. Every line. Look at this.
Yeah.
Every yokel in Sacramento is asking for a raise right now.
We have 10 52-year-olds on the phone right now.
Taller shoes.
What you will want to do is send Beth Ann a letter along with a photo.
Yes, a tasteful photo.
And if you don't have a photo, draw a picture of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And send it to, what's the station address here?
10800 Main Street.
Is there an email address where they could send a photo?
Oh, I don't want to junk it up our website.
Okay.
Michael Hughes. No, I'm kidding. That's a joke.
Don't we have, email really is the way to go.
Yeah.
I guess so. Junk up our website. Go ahead. Yeah. Send it to DonandMikeWebsite.com. But serious inquiries only, please.
Yes.
If you're a guy and you're interested in Beth Ann climbing every mountain.
And don't do anything like taking, the face of, somebody in a Calvin Klein ad and putting it on your body.
Don't do a Patty Heaton.
Right, exactly.
And you'll need to assign a word for the subject line so the webmaster can recognize that their entries, like Beth Ann.
Yeah.
So put Beth Ann in the subject line.
Regarding Beth Ann. Right. Beth Ann.
RG or RE. It would be RE colon
B-A.
Beth Ann.
Reba.
And Beth Ann, what if this worked out?
Well, that would be great.
Yeah, see, now that's good. That's a good attitude.
Hold on. We got some calls here. Let's see who's on the line.
Okay.
A bunch of 6-foot people that are hunkering down.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Rob.
Hello. Are you there?
You there?
Yeah, we're here. Hi.
Donna Mike, hey, yeah, I just want to make a note of the BA will never find a man because short men are not successful, as noted on your show.
As noted on the show, that's right.
As noted. You.
Oh, that's what they know in China.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Hey, I thought originally I meant, the first 4 or 5 questions of the survey, but, so I don't
want to
have sex.
Right, I told you that, Beth Ann, that ruins it for you. I mean, even if you're not going to give it up, you can't announce it right away.
There's always got to be the promise.
Okay.
There's got to be the chance.
That's the deal, sorry. I mean...
She's very religious, and that's her deal. I mean, and she's going
to... So the only way a man would have sex with you would be if you fell in love with him.
Correct.
Or if, God forbid...
What if it happened?
On the first date, I marry him.
What are you doing?
I can't see over the phone.
He gets positively excited when she's on the line.
I know he does.
Rob's over here just bouncing up and down, Beth.
I'm sure he is.
I'm just disappointed. I don't meet the criteria.
Now, I know the sex thing is your decision. Would you at least give the guys the possibility that after a couple of dates, after you got to know them, you have admitted to petting to a point?
Uh-huh.
So there might be some activity.
Physical contact of some type.
You know, if you had a good relationship.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's acceptable. It was magic. But this guy's out because this guy wants, isn't what you're looking for. He wants the first date.
Would you wear the corduroys?
No.
On the date?
No.
Why?
They're for you two.
Oh, hey, wow.
Hey, hey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I need some clarification here. I'm really close on this one, but I need to know how hard and fast is she on rule number 3?
What's rule number 3?
The single part.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a biggie.
Well,
are you married?
Oh, yeah, I'm married.
Separated?
But you know what? Not yet.
Listen, hold on.
No.
After my wife hears this, though.
Let me just say this. I ask you this. Are you married or are you dead?
get out.
He lives. Get out of here. Okay. Please send serious inquiries only. DonandMikeWebsite.com. What do you write down, Rob? Crotchless date corduroys?
She could have some crotchless date corduroys.
Oh, I see.
It'd be different.
For her date, she could have crotchless corduroys.
It wouldn't be like what she wears at work.
Okay.
B.A.?
Calm your ass down.
B.A.?
Yeah.
Please put this in the daily recap for the website.
I will.
With the 13 items, and we'll see what kind of email stuff we get.
We wish you the very best of luck with this.
I know you do. Thank you.
We just want you to be happy.
I know.
We just want you to get laid. We want you to stop staying at the radio station 24 hours a day.
I still would.
You should not be here on Sunday morning when they're running the God tapes.
And then next year at the Christmas party, you're going to come walking in with your date.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
And it'll be the guy, the same guy that we got through this contest.
It'll be Dennis.
Dennis.
It'll be Dennis Murphy.
Thanks, Don.
I love you, Beth Ann.
I know you do.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes.
Don't try that with me, honey. I get that at home enough. I'm immune to that.
The guilt thing?
That kryptonite don't work with me. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, Don. Mm. Okay. Now, listen. Yeah, I know what you want, Beth Ann. I know what you need. We're going to get it for you.
The hotline ring?
No, that's her calling back.
Huh.
When she calls, it makes the light go on. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
What do you want?
What, Beth Ann?
I thought you guys wanted me again.
No. Those men on the phones want you.
Right, we don't want you.
Right.
They do, though.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. What'd you say? I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I want to pray that I'm getting the out of here. I mean, if you're not going to recover Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the 3-second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving and you f***ing guys will run till you can't even suffer. But I'm tired of this s***. I'm sick and f***ing tired of an 8-10 record. I'm f***ing tired of losing to Purdue.
Incredible.
I'm not here f***ing around this week. Now, you may be, but I'm not. I'm going to f***ing guarantee you that if we don't play up there Monday night, you aren't going to believe the next 4 f***ing days. Now, I am not here to get my ass beat on Monday.
Duh.
And you better f***ing understand that right now. This is absolute f***ing bullshit. Now, I'll f***ing run your ass right in the ground. And I'll f***ing run you. You'll think last night was a f***ing picnic. I had to sit around for a f***ing year with an 8-10 record in this f***ing league. And I mean, you will not put me in that position again. Or you will goddamn pay for it like you can't believe. Now you better get your head out of your ass.
The Don and Mike Show. Simply put, the only way to hear Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is to listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Mike, one thing that happened this weekend, very sad. I know I've said some things that have been emotional, and I don't want to be a total downer on this good-looking Monday. I did not get to see the Dukes of Hazzard this weekend.
I did not either. Yeah.
I understand that $30 million worth of my fellow Americans went out there and made that piece of crap the number one movie in America.
Jessica Simpson is bank.
I bet that guy in the pickup saw it twice.
And, of course, we love being timely and topical. We did a search on women actually named Daisy Duke.
Oh, fantastic.
You would be shocked to know how many we have.
A lot.
You would be more shocked. You would. I take it back. You would not be shocked to know that there is not one that is north of the state of Georgia.
Hello.
They are all exclusively Georgia, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, Georgia, Georgia, Alabama, 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 Alabama.
Daisy Duke.
Robin Hood.
So let's try to call right now one of these Daisy Dukes.
Call the Duke household.
Let's see. We'll start in Georgia. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
The Dukes.
How have you been?
So Rob will get the permission from Daisy Duke, the first one, to see if she'll come on the air and tell us about her exciting, thrilling movie.
Now, I think it's either very old or very young. I think it's either people that have had that name for a long time.
Disconnected.
Disconnected. Dear.
Uncle Jesse didn't pay the bill.
And no one can say a bad word about Willie Nelson. Let's go to
Uncle Willie,
Alabama. Always on my mind.
Okay, so.
Oh, hi, Rob. Days of now this woman's middle name is E.
Daisy E. Duke.
So her name is Daisy E. Duke.
Daisy E. Duke.
Daisy. Hi, I'm looking for Daisy. Hi, I'm looking for Daisy. Hi, my name is Rob. I'm calling from the Don and Mike Radio Show in Washington, D.C.
Or CBS.
We're calling from CBS Radio in Washington, D.C.
That's my point.
How are you?
No, no, we don't want to sell you anything. We'd like to talk to you on the radio.
Is it Daisy? You think so?
Can you come on the radio with us, ma'am?
Old, right? Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Can Daisy's you come on the radio with us? Yeah, we'd like to put your voice on the radio.
Jesus.
Can you turn your television down?
I can't even, I can't understand.
No, no, I'm looking for, are you Daisy? Yes, we'd like to talk to you on the radio.
Great. Our tribute to the Dukes of Hazzard
movie.
May
we put your voice on the radio?
And the fact that $30 million dollars worth of idiocy. What? No, she won't.
No, may we call back?
Offer her chicken.
What if we were to give you a prize?
Fried chicken.
A prize of fried chicken.
We need to stock up on that again for the senior citizens.
Okay, bye.
No.
I don't want no chicken.
She said, okay, call me back later. Clank. I think all she was watching Judge Judy.
How, just a guesstimate, by speaking with her on the telephone, what would you estimate the age to be, Rob?
Every day of 85.
85. 85 cent. Let's go back to Georgia. Georgia. Georgia.
Hi, my man.
The number you have reached, 6.
Now, hold on.
I don't understand.
I don't want to buy nothing.
Don't want to buy nothing. Okay, call back later.
Still trying Daisy Duke.
Someone called me, Father. Someone called me today and wanted me to go on the radio. I said, I won't come on the wireless.
This would be Daisy I Duke.
I Duke. Boy, a lot of them have, I think maybe some of them have passed, perhaps.
Of old age, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, Rob's just gonna, Rob's got the sheet now. He's going like to start dialing at random.
I'd love to talk to an old person, but I'd also like to speak to somebody who maybe was named after the show. Now, that's special. And I'm sure you've got somebody like that, somebody in their like late 20s.
A bit retarded.
Name her Daisy Duke.
Imagine that.
Look at that. Look at her brown hair. She looks just like Daisy Duke.
Daisy? Hold on.
Hi, Daisy. My name is Rob. I'm from CBS Radio.
Come on now.
Hey, we'd like to talk to you on the radio. Will you come on the radio with
give
us?
Give her a prize. Give her a prize. Come on, boy, sell.
We would only keep you a moment.
Ask her if she'll say hello.
Come on the radio.
We'll give her a prize.
Hello? I understand. Will you come on the radio?
This is a long way to go.
Yeah, but it's fun. Rob's working hard.
We will only keep you a moment.
30 seconds.
No, we'll talk to you on the phone, and we'll put your voice on the radio. Is that okay?
Okay,
I'm going to put you on hold, and when you hear voices, you'll be on the radio.
Very good. We're going to speak to Daisy Duke.
Now, be careful. She's in bed because she hurt her tailbone.
Oh, really? All right, everybody, let's welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
Just a good old boy.
Daisy Duke.
We have the real Daisy Duke.
Hi, Daisy.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Daisy, and you're from the great state of Georgia?
Yes, I am.
Ma'am, you must be excited about the Dukes of Hazzard movie.
I was the first picture that came on, but the second one is not like the first one.
Oh, so you mean when the TV show was on, you were excited about that, but you're not excited about the movie?
Not the second one.
Yeah. And
the first one was fun to watch.
Well, what don't you like about the second one, Daisy?
Well, I haven't seen any of it. Mostly the actress that's in it.
You don't like Jessica Simpson?
Yeah, she's a dirty birdie, isn't she? She's a dirty girl. She's not like Catherine Bach, is she?
Nope.
And are you named after the Daisy Dukes?
Oh, I'm afraid not. My birthday was
1925. God bless you.
Congratulations.
Buzz, what was it like back then?
As I recall, even in the South, cold.
Very, very cold. Uh-huh. Do you have a Luke Duke in your family?
No.
How about a Bo Duke?
No.
No, but when the TV show came out, did people pay attention to your name because of Daisy Duke?
Oh, I get some kidding about it.
Yeah.
You
get some kidding about
it. That's right. Well, you've been around a long time. How you feeling?
All right, now I'm in bed.
Yeah. You got a bad tailbone?
Yeah, a bruised one badly.
Ooh. Daisy, crazy, hazy, Daisy Duke.
Daisy Duke. Get
do,
well
you ever, do you ever wear Daisy Dukes?
No.
Do any of your contemporaries, like when you were younger, would they wear that kind of an outfit like you'd see on the Dukes of Hazzard?
No.
Yeah.
They would not. Ma'am, we only called because we're looking for real Daisy Dukes.
And you're the real Daisy Duke. You're not a character in a movie or on a TV show. You're the real deal.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. And we would like to offer you a gift.
Do we have any chicken?
for being on the show. We're going to make that happen, Mike. Let me ask you something, Daisy. Do you still enjoy chewing food?
I don't have any dentures. I've had four sets, and neither one of them fit. So
you don't have any dentures, right? Do you have just all gums now?
Yes.
Like something maybe a little softer.
We would like to offer you either chicken or cheese as a gift. Which would you like, ma'am?
Chicken.
Chicken. You would like the chicken?
Sure. Of course, chicken.
Chicken.
Any cooked sauce, because I cannot eat the hard.
Chicken. You want to cook sauce, right?
Yes, ma'am. Now, would you like us to buy you KFC chicken? Would you like Popeye's chicken? Or is there a brand?
KFC.
Pardon me?
KFC.
KFC? The soft guy.
Would that be regular? Extra crispy?
No.
Regular?
Yeah, regular. Yeah. Regular? Fantastic. Are you a white meat or a dark meat person?
White.
Yeah, that's right. Never go wrong with white meat.
Right.
And would you like all the fixings?
Like mashed potatoes?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like one of those little dessert parfaits?
What about they?
Just a little ice cream with fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, beautiful.
Do you want a whole bucket?
How many pieces would you like? If we were to send you, and we are going to send you Kentucky Fried Chicken, how many pieces would you like?
Well, my son lives here with me, but...
Yeah, so you can probably take a whole bucket, right?
Oh, no, not.
How many pieces would you like? 100 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Oh, no. It'll ruin it so I could eat it. Well, I could put it in the freezer, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, you can freeze it, but it might get a little tough after you defrost it.
About 50. Would you like 50 pieces of chicken? About 25.
How many come in a regular, like, big bucket?
Just a bucket.
Do you want a bucket?
A bucket, a regular bucket.
Get a bucket of chicken.
Well, we will send you a, if you'll hold on, our secretary, a very nice gal Friday.
She likes chicken as well.
Beth Ann. Mm-hmm. We'll get your information. And one last question for you. Daisy Duke, thank you for being on our show. Is your son the famous David Duke?
Famous David? I have a David Duke in my family.
Oh, you do?
Awesome.
Wow, fantastic.
No
wonder you prefer white meat.
What a lovely Daisy you are.
My son David lives in Kentucky.
Ah.
I have a Milton that lives with me.
Well, that's wonderful. It's been nice talking to you. You truly are a sweet Daisy.
Thank you. Now, who's doing this?
What a lovely Daisy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're a couple of DJs. We work for CBS. That's probably your favorite television station, isn't it, CBS?
I like some. That's kind of what's on. I don't like all programs. I don't like the dirty ones. I like good, clean.
You'll be pleased to know CBS is making a new Walker, Texas Ranger movie.
Oh, yes, I like him, too.
That's a good thing. What is your favorite television program, Daisy?
Well, I like to watch the... programs where they redo homes.
Oh, yeah, Extreme Makeover.
Yes, yes, and I like the sewing, the cooking.
Matlock?
Cooking, where they cook.
Right. Do you like Matlock?
Oh, I used to watch him. I don't watch that anymore.
Do you watch,
I can't give all the programs.
Right. Do you watch Wheel?
What?
Do you watch Wheel of Fortune?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Of course.
Do you have the cable?
Dinner time.
Yes.
Good for you.
Good for you. Well, you're a sweet lady, Daisy.
Oh, thank you.
Sweet. Fresh as a daisy.
Very good.
Thank you for being on the show today, Pam.
We're going to put you on hold so we can give you your chicken.
Send you your chicken.
Hang on for the chicken.
And if any other DJs call, you tell them to step off because we've already contacted you.
That's right. We're the first ones, right, Daisy?
Yes, sir.
First ones in your days.
Very good.
Feel better, my sweet.
Hold on, darling.
Are you there, Daisy?
Yes.
Okay, right. Hold on, please.
Hold on, please.
Right. Hold on.
Okay.
It's a bucket of chicken and all the fixings.
And a parfait.
And a parfait.
Hello?
Seriously, send that lady the chicken.
And try...
I can send her a gift certificate. I have to send her chicken.
Well, you can just make it so. You don't have to be difficult.
You could just play along.
I don't think she's getting out of bed to redeem the gift certificate.
Milton will get it.
Yeah. That's Milton Duke. Send Milton out for it.
That's her son who lives with her.
Yeah. Is it Milton? Was it Milton? Maybe me. Yes.
Didn't she say she had a son named David?
She has a son. She has a David Duke in her family.
David Duke.
He's in Kentucky now.
Yeah, of course he is.
Anyway, get this lady her chicken. Seriously, Beth Ann.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I know you're not kidding.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Oh, I have a little respect
for the elderly.
And hold on. Where'd she go? Oh, she's on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went to take care of it. All right. And really, it keeps if you send it through the U.S. mail.
And I know that it's too soon for me to even think about dating or anything. But,
right.
You know.
Would you find out
what her status is?
Yeah.
Yeah, broken tailbone.
Road trip.
I mean, you know, her.
Road trip.
How old she is.
Under voice special. 1925 to 2005. That's a. Is that 90 or 80?
25?
25.
That's 80.
80.
80. Yeah, that's an 80-year-old Daisy.
Baby, okay, there you go. There's, and we'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
That's all we had when I was a kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got asthma, Robitussin. I got cancer, Robitussin. Daddy poured Robitussin on him. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get in there, boy. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get on down to the bone. Yeah, the tussin ought to straighten out the bone. It's good. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up, more tussin. More tussin.
The Don and Mike Show.
They really make it all worthwhile. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Very good.
So we'll start the internet thing in about 20 minutes from now. Let's see if we can get a winner here in this break. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, what's your name?
Are you speaking with me, sir?
Yes, go ahead, sir. What's your name?
My name is Jason.
Jason, where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore.
All right, thanks for listening, Jason. Why'd you have a crappy Father's Day?
Well, actually, it wasn't this Father's Day. It was last year. Last Father's Day was pretty crappy.
No. It's got to be this year, yesterday.
Oh, man. Well, it was a good story for you.
Same. Yeah, it's not our fault. It's your inability to follow instructions.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hi. Who's this?
This is Brian in Modesto.
All right. Howdy, Brian, Modesto, California. Brian, why'd you have a bad Father's Day yesterday?
Okay, check this out. I got to work all weekend, okay? I have to drive 80 miles each way to work.
What, Mike?
I said, check this out. We like that.
Yeah.
It's a buzz phrase. And not a buzz phrase, but it's a catch phrase.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You mean like, that's hot?
Yeah,
like
or you're not going to believe this. Go ahead,
you guys,
Brian.
Ready?
Yeah, okay. Right. Sorry about that.
Okay, I work a 13-hour shift, double time on Sunday, so my wife can go on vacation next week and leave me home.
Hold on, just stop for a second, dude. Both Mike and Rob are, like, playing charades over here, indicating that they already think you're full of crap.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, you can call my wife.
I don't want to.
I believe her. She's probably in on it.
I've not even listened to what the guy said.
I don't even know what's happening. I just don't like the delivery.
I'm too busy concentrating on Mike and Rob.
I have geographic concerns.
It's Modesto.
Geographic concerns.
Yes, it's Modesto. Right.
Which reminds me, tonight, I'm not sure which channel it's on, but there's a new awful reality show, Celebrity Charades.
Yes.
Except they're not real celebrities. They're like even below people that we would book on our
way
show.
Way to put down my favorite celebrity, Chad Lowe.
Okay. You're familiar with
way
the show.
Way to put down Rob Lowe's less talented brother.
Hello.
Who's married to the Academy Award winner.
And it's on your favorite station.
What's that?
AMC.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Sam.
Hi. Sam, why'd you have a bad Father's Day yesterday?
Well, we started off, my wife decided to take me and my son to the Batman movie. Mm-hmm. On the way down, I was driving down the road. I was stung by a wasp, which I'm allergic to.
Okay. See, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know why that made me laugh, but it just like... Starting it by getting stung by a wasp.
Because it's real.
It's real.
Because it's real.
Mm-hmm. Continue, Sam. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's quite all right. We continued down the road. I stopped, got the Benadryl. We got to the movie. About halfway through the movie, we get a call from our babysitter's boyfriend saying that our 25-year-old babysitter had a stroke.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So I didn't get to catch the... end of the Batman movie.
You didn't stay with the end of the movie.
No. Is this the person that's watching your kids?
Yes, sir.
And she's had a stroke.
Correct.
How's she doing?
She is doing better. She is home on bed rest.
How many kids was she watching?
She was watching my older daughter, who is 7, and my younger daughter, who is 2.
Wow, Jesus.
That young guy have a stroke, okay?
You have to come, or you have to leave the movie because your babysitter's
had a stroke. Good start. You got stung by a wasp. You're allergic. Your babysitter had a stroke. That's good. What else?
That was pretty much the end of the night. I got to sit in the hospital with the babysitter till about 4 a.m. this morning.
Wow.
Okay. That's,
what do you think? I think he's got to at least be in the top 10.
He's a finalist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Sat in hospital till 4 a.m.
Gotcha.
Hold on. I got to ask him about that, though. Sam?
Yeah?
If she's 25, why were you there with her?
I was with my wife.
That was my thought as well, Rob. You know, the hand that rocks the cradle, or whatever that movie was. It was the hot babysitter that was getting it on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that movie was?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
End of the world, according to Garp.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not tapping that thing, are you?
No. My wife took me out to the movies.
Oh, your wife took you to the movies.
To the family that was watching.
But I meant you on the side. Not on the side, you don't have anything going on this woman.
No, not at all.
Not anymore, not since she's had her stroke.
Well, you know what's good?
What?
You kind of contributed to make it even worse now by even suggesting that he was tapping the babysitter. So since he wasn't, that kind of makes it even worse for him.
Right, so she had a stroke and you never did.
Actually, guys, what I think could make it all worse is the fact that the boyfriend was there and that could have caused the stroke.
Oh, yeah, the boyfriend wasn't supposed to be there.
Wait a minute, hold on. Listen, what kind of parent are you? I might have to call the authorities. You're leaving your kids with a couple of adults who are, what, fornicating in front of them? What's going on?
Well, that's what he's saying, right? I mean, you didn't want the boyfriend to be there, right?
That is correct.
Oh.
But was the boyfriend there?
The boyfriend is the one that called us, so I assume... Yeah. He showed up at some point in the night, otherwise he wouldn't have found her condition.
How old is the boyfriend?
27.
Do you think the stroke was brought on because he was such a dynamic lover?
What I've seen, I don't think that to be possible.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I mean, that can be caused by a lot of things. Do you think they were up to no good?
Honestly, I don't really want to put my input in there, but definitely...
I told you don't talk about banging her. You said you don't want to put your input in there.
Well, don't worry about it. Sam, I'm sure the day sucks.
Hold on a second.
Sam. Sounds like it did.
All right. You know, that's the only thing. I'm sure he's telling the truth. A 25-year-old babysitter, entirely possible. But if she's going to be over there, like with her man, to call him a boyfriend is...
Well, when my kids were babysat by older, like over 21, and if I had them for like a year or something like that, that's what I'd say. And I knew the guy, and I'd say, if after the kids are put down, the guy wants to come over, that's fine.
Not me.
Yeah, I do
Not
that.
Me, because then, then you got to check your couch and everything. You got to check for spots. And
maybe you're right. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
And God, it's like saying, as soon as... What you're saying in that case is, listen... You're really great. The kids go to bed about 9. We'll be back about midnight. What that really means is you'll have about 3 hours to screw in any room of our house.
I think one I had that I said okay, and then I rescinded it. I actually said no.
Hey, good for you.
I said no because it was just like, it was something, but it was just...
Hinky?
No, it was hinky, but I didn't like the whole distraction thing.
Right.
And that's what it was. I ended up saying no and going back. But I did a couple of times, I think. It was like, whatever.
You let them drink?
The bar was open.
Good.
But anything they wanted, and really.
Not related to that call, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Are there any medications that bring on strokes?
Not that I know of, no.
Recreational or otherwise?
Well, you can't use that with the Len Bias died of. Didn't he do a line of coke?
Maybe it's crystal meth. When I was in the Carolinas this weekend, on the front page of, I think it's the Charlotte Observer, they had a gigantic story about how many crystal meth labs there are down in the Carolinas.
Yeah.
And how there are parents that are turning their kids onto it. And they had the story of this one dude, a guy, works like in the aerospace industry or something. He had a regular Joe job and a good Joe job. And it was documenting how he ended up living out of his car because that's where he would go to make the stuff.
Wow.
And then he would make enough to get high and live in his car and sell the rest. Jeez. And the whole time that they're doing this article on the front page of the paper that said all of the bad stuff about how it, you know, the rot your brain worse than anything, going to give you awful mood swings.
Right.
On the other hand, it's like they put the positives. Like, what it was a pendulum.
Right.
And it was like almost, okay, here's what's good about crystal meth.
Right.
You really think clearly. you got a lot of energy. It sends all kinds of stuff to your brain that makes you think you're doing great. And really, it was a graphic of a pendulum swinging the other way, saying, you know, massive mood swings,
right.
Anger, hallucinations.
Right.
And then to help, they said, a lot of stores are not selling items that you can use now to make crystal meth.
Right.
And then the newspaper was nice enough to print out all of the items.
Just damn embarrassed.
You know, I don't get that. They're writing a story about how bad crystal meth
right.
is and how easy it is to manufacture and how stores are doing everything that to help. Like, if you see somebody buying 20 boxes of Sudafed, you know they're doing something. But just in case you don't know how to make it,
mm-hmm.
here's how you make it. Here's the list of ingredients.
I'm just embarrassed that we live so close to, you know, we're ground zero for that. You know, I mean, it's that's been around here for years. In
Oakton.
Crystal City.
Oh.
Thanks, Leroy.
You might get a real joke.
I thought he was serious. I didn't know.
Yeah, I thought we fixed that last week. No, just kidding. Just kidding. I'm joking. Joking.
Oh, you thought we fixed what? Rob stepping up and talking?
No.
Or jokes.
Jokes. Just a joke. That was a joke, too. That was a joke. That was a big joke.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Craig.
Hey, Don and Mike. It's Craig in Vienna. How are you?
Gregory. Hi there. Did you have a crappy Father's Day?
I had a great Father's Day, but I had to tell you my story because my kids got up in the morning. They gave me the presents, and we had some family in town. Family left early in the morning, and my wife took a late shower, and about 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
baby.
She invited me up to the room for a little Father's Day present. And we locked the door and started in the middle of it, and my 8-year-old daughter took a paper clip and stuck it in the lock and popped the lock open and walked in right where we were, right in the middle of it.
Daddy, why are you hurting mommy? Daddy.
Sir, you know, it's a great story, but it happens thousands of times a day across the country.
Oh, that is dead.
People are basically walking on. Yeah.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Vienna, better lock.
That's it.
And enjoy living in Vienna. That was from Rob, too.
Daddy, why are you hurting mommy?
You like Vienna better now, though, don't you?
Because it's less brown. And it has nothing to do with skin color. It's about the color that they paint the building?
Yeah, for a while, all of Vienna was Tudor brown.
That's true.
They're getting rid of it, but hello. The town still sucks.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, this is Bob.
Hi, Bob, where are you from?
My real name, Delaware.
Right on. Why'd you have a bad Father's Day, Bob?
Well, we had to work till 7, no big deal. But as I'm driving home, the wife has to call me to go pick up some feminine products. So I go to the store, get that, get in line, you know, with one item in a 12-item lane, and the guy has 12 items, but every item he has double or triple of the thing, and then, of course, they got to do a price check on it to make sure it's up there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it was an anniversary for a year ago. We had a
car. When do we get to the bad part? You know, I mean, we had this one guy who's got
stung by a wasp, and then his babysitter had a stroke.
And yeah, I know.
There was some guy with more than 12 items in the line in front of you.
Well, then the feminine products, you know, I didn't get the
price check.
I didn't have anybody walk in on me doing that.
Get out of here.
Okay. Remember, you can't spell Father's Day without tard. Really, you can't.
There's no D in Father's. Oh, there is day. Day.
That's right. Father's Day, tard. We will continue this after the break, and when we come back, we'll be on the intro now.
Uh-huh.
Man, I tell you, Don, I was in the 10 items or less line. I swear to God he had 11. I know he did. Happy Father's Day to me.
Be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I want to get one more arm to that.
Hello.
Hello.
I just, but am I on the radio?
Oh, dear. Yes, you are.
Could I just suggest to your California listeners that since the polls are still open,
polls are open?
Yes, for the governor of California, that they vote for Don Geronimo, especially if they're using the punch card ballot. They should stick their dipstick in Don Geronimo's hole.
Well, that's certainly one way of looking at it, and we all here thank you for that.
Can I just say one more thing?
I'm not sure, but okay.
I just want to say, f*** Lisa Remedy. She's not that hot.
Oh, now, stop. Stop.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, it is. Why did you do that? I mean, no, come on, be real for a second. Explain yourself. Can you?
Yes.
Why did you do that?
What?
I mean, you behave so badly just now.
Come on.
Well, guy to guy, come on. Why? Why?
I must be drunk.
Yeah, no. You don't get off that easy, pal. You're not drunk. Now, why did you do it? Come on. What guy thing made you do that?
Farfalotis of the blowhole.
No, that's not it either. Come on. You know, what is it?
Swollen taint.
Oh, jeez. You know.
Hairy nipples?
No, I won't do it either. I won't do it. Thank you for sharing.
Mr. Steinbrenner, sir. There's someone here I'd like you to meet. This is Mr. Costanza. He's one of the applicants.
Nice to meet you.
Well, I wish I could say the same, but I must say, with all due respect, I find it very hard to see the logic behind some of the moves you have made with this fine organization. In the past 20 years, you have caused myself and the city of New York a good deal of distress as we have watched you take our beloved Yankees and reduce them to a laughingstock, all for the glorification of your massive ego.
Hire this man.
It's just a job, really, you know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically, incorrect?
Yeah! Oh. The hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good so we don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
But they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline, and he can run back and forth, and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob. There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man?
You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough.
Bitch. The Don and Mike Show.
Get ready for a comedy concussion with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello?
Hello?
We're getting back to our game now.
Good.
Matt?
Hey.
Hi, Matt. Hi, Matt. Why was your Father's Day so crappy, my friend?
Well, because, and my son shot me.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, that is a very good start.
Now, in what regard, what caliber of weapon, and where?
Well, we were on a camping trip, and he was shooting a BB gun. And we do this little trick where he shoots a bottle out of my hand. And so he brings me a plastic bottle, and he's got a couple of his buddies with him, and says, "Hold this bottle, Dad." So I hold the bottle up. It's
Hold on a second. We got this little game we play where what you shoot things out of each other's hands.
He's a really good shot.
Yeah, obviously not.
Mike, you would know that you don't have sons. I mean, you only have daughters. Did I mention that?
Yeah, Bart used to say, Bart, what part of the body could the shotgun blast not hurt?
Well,
Bart and I would go in the back and shoot at each other constantly when he was a little kid.
Wait, now, so I hold the bottle up, and he shoots it out of my hand. He misses my hand. So I was standing there talking to my wife and a buddy of mine. And while we're talking, my son's standing there pumping his BB gun up. So I bend over and pick the bottle up, and I throw it at him. Well, instead of him catching it, it landed like halfway between us. He shoots at it in midair and shoots me in the leg.
How'd it feel?
It still hurts. It's still in there.
Oh, the BB's still in there?
Oh, yeah, it's still in there. The hole is about 3/4 of an inch deep.
Wow. You know, it's tough to be getting shot.
Yeah, it is.
Really, I know. I mean, we all want to yell at this guy or just call him an idiot for taking his kids out. Like, here's the game. Daddy wants to play on Father's Day. Okay, first you hold the bottle. Now I hold the bottle, and let's try to shoot.
It is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And yet the most entertaining.
It is entertaining.
So, again, where did you get shot?
In the left calf.
Because as you were throwing the bottle at your son and not reaching him.
In midair instead of catching it or...
Plunging the BB into your leg.
Yeah.
Did it bleed a lot?
Oh, yeah. It bled pretty good. And we did a little practice in first aid. Got the bleeding to stop.
Well, now, are you going to go to a doctor to get the BB out?
I don't know. I was kind of hoping it would just pop out by itself. I don't know.
This is the kind of guy that shoots BBs out of his son's hand, shoots bottles out of his son's hand. You think he's going to do the smart thing?
Yeah. All right, you're a finalist. Hold on a second.
Amen to that.
No, I kind of think it's going to kind of pop out. Going to jump right out of there like a Mexican jumping bee.
I love
BB King.
Don Mike Joe, BB King. Hello. Donna Mike, who's this?
Hello, I can hear you. Yes, it's you.
Yes.
All righty, very good. At least I'm not a dumbass.
No, not at all.
At least you're not a dumbass. Hope you like being on the show, dumbass. Hello, Donna Mike Show, Neil.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, Neil. Why did you... Hold on, Buzz has breaking news for us.
Well, just that I was finally able to get our streaming audio successfully.
Oh, very good.
In case you'd like to sample it.
Sure.
It's tough to be getting shot.
Yeah, it is. Really, I know. I mean, there you are on the internet.
This guy. Or just call him an idiot for taking his kids out. Like, here's the game. Daddy
sounds
wants to play
good.
That's us. Okay, turn him off. Thank you, Buzz. That's us on the internet. With
yeah,
the
sounds a little compressed.
It works.
Yeah,
come on. It's on the computer. At least it's not on the computer illegally like it was before.
Thank God.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, oh, Neil.
Yeah, hi.
Neil, why'd you have a crappy Father's Day?
Well, after a long business trip with the military, I came home. There was a box, a lovely box with a gift from my children who live in Massachusetts. And inside was a present for their stepfather.
Oh.
Oops. So you got a present sent that was intended for your stepfather. Now, Neil.
Well, for their stepfather, the guy that married your wife?
The guy that's living in my house back there. Yeah.
But here's the... Do you think there's a chance, Neil, that the stepfather got your gift?
I'm hoping so, because that would mean at least the 12 years of child support wasn't wasted.
Oh, his phone's breaking. Hold on. Well, you know what? He's just a mercy. We'll throw him in there, although he doesn't have a chance of winning.
Got a present intended for stepdad.
Depends on what he got, I guess.
It would be mighty depressing.
To the dad we really love. To the dad we wish we had. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Who's
hey,
this?
What's up, guys?
Hi, Chris.
Yeah.
There you go. I got it. Now, hi, Chris. Thanks for listening. Why'd you have a crappy Father's Day?
I got my ass beat by my brother-in-law and broke my wrist.
Why?
Because, I mean, I'll be the first one to admit I'm not a great father. And I sort of cussed at his sister, who is my wife, and called her a F&B. And he walked away from the situation, but I started to puff my chest, and in turn, I got my ass beat, and I got surgery tomorrow.
Oh, dear.
To fix my broken wrist.
Huh?
So I had pins in it from a skateboarding accident when I was younger.
Sure.
And there, I had x-rays.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on.
Just a second, Chris. Let me get this straight.
His ass was kicked by your brother-in-law?
What is that?
My brother-in-law.
But why is that a bad Father's Day? Are you a father?
Yes, I'm a father.
Did this happen in front of the kids?
Yes, it did, because it was my daughter's birthday was actually Saturday, so we celebrated everything together on Sunday. And okay. So we had about 25 people there for the party.
Please walk me through this again.
And you're still married to the wife?
Married to the wife.
You're still married to your brother-in-law's sister.
And again, why did the guy kick your ass and break your wrist?
He called his sister
F&B.
I'm just trying to get the family tree together. His sister would be technically your what? Your sister-in-law?
No, his sister, the brother-in-law's sister, is his wife.
Is my wife.
So and he called her an effing B.
You called your wife an effing B.
And then the brother-in-law.
Yeah, and her brother-in-law got a little ticked off.
And they got in a fight and he broke his wrist.
Oh, okay, I follow.
And having surgery.
And you asked if it was in front of the kids.
And it was in front of the kids. Apparently, was it a whole family reunion?
It wasn't a family reunion, but there was about 25 people there.
Was there drinking involved?
Maybe a little.
Maybe a little.
That's right.
Okay, and why did you call your wife an effing bee?
Because she said that I wasn't helping with the party and with the dinner and everything, and I told her that it was Father's Day, you effing bee.
And then what is it? What is the other? Then the guy came over, and what did he do?
The brother-in-law overheard me, and he sort of stepped away from the whole situation.
And then you say you puffed your chest out. What did you say to the brother-in-law?
Well, I went after him, you know, to say, hey, look, this is my party, and, you know, if you don't like it, then you can get the F off my property.
Well, that's...
That's nice Father's Day.
That'll do it.
Hold on.
What a great Father's Day.
Pretty good.
All hold these on. Finalists.
Mike, we got to wrap this thing up. God, we could keep taking these. Now, I'll leave it up to you guys. We could take these calls for another break because there's still a lot of guys. Who do we got in the finals right now, Mike?
So far, Don, we have four finalists. We have Sam. Sam was stung by a wasp on his way to see the Batman movie shortly before he got the call in the middle of the movie that his 25-year-old babysitter had a stroke. And he sat in the hospital till 4 a.m. Waiting to see how she was doing.
And right? He wasn't having sex with her.
Matt wins the award, in my opinion, for the brightest finalist that we have so far. His son shot him with a BB gun when they were playing that age-old, time-tested Father's Day favorite, shoot the bottle out of daddy's and kitty's hands. Then Neil, he got a present. This is very simple, but we felt sorry for Neil. Neil got a present that was intended for their stepdad.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
And then, of course, Chris, who got his ass kicked by his brother-in-law for calling his wife an effing bee.
Well, I think that's a pretty good finalist
there.
They are,
yeah.
I vote for the guy that was shooting guns with his kid.
Just on pure stupidity?
Yeah, Mike.
Man, oh, man.
I mean, you know, vote your conscience. Vote your heart. Buzz, boy, can you make a decision?
Yeah, I can. As a matter of fact, I think I'd have to go with shot by son. When it comes to Father's Day, I don't think you can top that.
Well, he's gonna win it then. So I'll go with Chris, who got his ass kicked by his brother-in-law for calling his wife an effing bee.
Rob,
I go with the stroke and the wasp.
Which is a good one.
Stroke and the wasp.
And that means that Matt, and this is always a pleasant development, the dumbest contestant has actually won the game.
Yeah! He's
the
winner. Winner! Hello, Matt?
Hello. Hello.
Now, this is the guy that was shooting the BB guns with his son, right?
Yes, sir.
That's...
Yes, sir, that's me.
That's me.
And last we heard, you're just waiting for the BB to fall out of your calf?
Yeah, what do I win?
Okay.
Yeah. Winner. What do I win?
We got the right guy. There you go. Enjoy your free trip to Las Vegas.
Oh, that's going to be a problem.
That's going to be a problem?
How am I
going to
get through the metal detector with a BB in my leg?
You're going to have to explain it to him. Show him where the hole is.
Maybe it'll fall out by the time you go to Las Vegas.
It'll just pop out.
Your trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air. This summer, don't pay ridiculous gas prices. Spend hours on the road. Go to flyeye.com, Independence Air. Go your own way, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Right. Yeah, Matt, that's your prize.
Leaving town won't be a parole violation, will it?
Not this time.
All right.
What's your son's name, Tyler?
His name is Hunter.
Hunter.
Of course, his name is Hunter.
Yeah.
And your wife's name rhymes. And for the other chaps that were on the line that didn't make it, they get.